You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Okay, Kelly, here's the deal. We got another new sponsor of the show, Yowzer Fitness. Mm-hmm. I went to this place. You know. I've been fat. You've been fat. We've been skinny. You know, we've both been skinny.
Many times.
Yes, you're on your fourth skinny.
That's right.
Okay, I'm on my my sixth fat. And I'm trying to get back down again. Okay, because I don't want to fucking die. This is no joke now. I gained a lot of weight when I quit smoking. 50, 60 pounds I put back on. I was skinny 2 years ago. I was down to fighting shape. And it's hard. I know how hard it is to lose weight. Because, well, you're going to go to the gym, getting out to the gym, putting your clothes on, getting in the car, driving to the fucking, finding a spot, finding a machine. Everybody's there. You feel like shit. There's people better looking than you. It's just a fucking horror show at the beginning when you're fat. Here's what you do. Go to YowzaFitness.com. The best treadmills on the market. Folding treadmills. They go away, but not just at an angle where they take up space like some of these other treadmills. Straight up in the air. And when you put it back down, it automatically goes down. You don't have to actually bend down and put it on the floor so it hurt your back. Yowza Fitness, you can put your actual, you can put your iPhone in, right in, it plugs right in and it comes out the speakers.
Ah.
It has an incline. It has up to up to 12 speeds.
I guess it had fans on it too. Fans.
Three speeds. Has fans on it. Three speeds.
On the treadmill.
It's unbelievable. I have it in my belt. You know, I got a New York City apartment.
Yeah.
It fits right in there.
It's nice space.
Folds down. I can watch TV in the bedroom, pick it up, push it against the wall. It rolls right up against the wall and it's gone.
That's great. It's over.
Yowzer Fitness. It's around $1,300 for the Biscayne I got. That's a lot of money, but not when it comes to your health, not when it comes to losing weight. You can get financing from these guys. They have pre-core machines. They have a bunch of other treadmills. Go to YowzaFitness.com. Make sure you email them. Tell them you heard about Yowzer Fitness on the You Know What, Dude podcast. Let them know. They have a chat room. You can go and chat with somebody and talk to them. Find out the machine for you. They deliver it right to your house. It took me a literally 40 minutes to set it up.
That's great.
I'm on my way back, and Yowzer Fitness is helping me do it. Go to YowzerFitness.com. You fat motherfuckers. Let's get thin one more time.
Losing weight.
Because Bobby Kelly is losing weight.
What's up, fans of You Know What, Dude? Robert Kelly will be performing live at the Kansas City Improv in Kansas City, Missouri on May 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. That is 4 days of Robert Kelly, dude. Go to robertkellylive.com right now for tickets and check him out. Come see me live, dude!
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
I'm still going to bring over some chicken chips. Remember last time?
Chicken chips?
Chicken? We definitely roast don't chicken? Have that here.
And welcome to the You Know What, Dude podcast. I usually hit the record button a few seconds early just to catch that.
Catch a little bit of the flavor. Welcome back to 101.9 WQLF. It's Bob and the Monster in the mornings.
That is a.k.a. Monster Voice, Dan Soda.
Hey, buddy.
He's Monster Voice, a.k.a. Dan Soda now.
That's yeah.
Dan Soda's dead.
I had the government change my name.
Dan Soda's dead. I gave you that name, didn't I?
You did.
That's what I do when I suck a cock.
That's...
Take note, Kelly.
Oh, dear.
right at the time. You like that?
No. No, stop.
Then I do that. Then I go down to the balls and go...
Nah, all right. That's a lot.
I like how you're looking at Dan.
Still a little sleepy.
Just in front of it, though. Not on it. Just all this happened right in front of it.
Yeah, it was all pantomime blowing. I don't really blow guys.
No, thank God.
I shadow cock blow.
Shadow cocking? You know how Bobby gets ready for a set? Shadow cocks.
We got Kelly Fustuca.
That's me, yeah.
AKA Fat Kelly.
Oh, God.
Repping Australia.
Hmm? We grew up in Australia.
Repping Australia.
Yeah.
And then yeah, repping Australia. Who we look, I am fond of the people.
Yeah.
I am fond of the country.
Yeah.
They're our ally. But that fucking accent's gotta go. just a little twinge, make it an English accent. Stop with the fucking... I was mad at her for 4.3 seconds today. I'm trying to set up. I'm trying to do this shit. And, you know, she helps. You know, she's the... we don't even know what the fuck she is. On the, she has no, in, we don't even come up with a name.
But producer is a good
Yeah, it's just
general.
Kelly. No. You know, she's, so she helps out, you know, setting up and stuff. But, you know, she fucks up. So I'll be like, don't do this or do that. It took her fucking 4 weeks to know that she has the blue little pretty microphone that gives her the blue little pretty fucking case. And every week I'd find the fucking blue pretty microphone in a fucking orange case.
God, when you're disappointed in me, I just get so bad.
Ah, baby, I'm not. But I can only be mad at her for fucking 2 seconds. Literally, I was like, oh, fucking, she undid these things. And then she goes, hello, it's Kelly. I'm going by Starbucks. You want anything? Want to get your iced coffee? I'm like, I was just cursing your name. Where are you? Oh, what were you saying?
And Kelly, everyone knows Bobby likes deli coffee.
No, he doesn't. You fucked up.
What a fucking asshole. He got me deli coffee. But I just love her.
Yeah.
I do. I can't help it. I love Kelly. I love you too.
Thanks.
You know what? Joe used to make the same face at me
I know.
When you came on the show.
And you know what?
And you do your voice. And I go, I don't care. I love him.
Yeah,
I love his voices.
Great.
I'll stick up for you, Dan, and I'll stick up for Kelly. Aww. But our other guest on the show, I would not go to bat for. Why don't you introduce yourself?
What's up? Greg Staley, friend of Bobby's. Work with him on his TV show.
Tell people what you do.
I'm one of the assistant directors on the show. I've been doing that for about 5 years.
Hang on one
years.
Sec. Quick note, a.k.a., you know, AD. That's what they call it.
Ooh.
If you're in a hurry, AD. Yeah. You know, just a brief.
I mean, tell people what an AD is, because a lot of people don't know what a PA, a fucking grip, a fucking fanny boy, or an AD
yeah,
is.
It's
I just made a fanny boy.
No, I actually thought that was a real thing.
Fanny boy.
This is how dumb I am. When I think that I know something, I just guess it. I go fanny boy. It's the guy that deals with the boom mics, right, and the stuff. Fuck, that's not a real thing.
Fanny boy is a shit job on set. Nobody wants that. It's assistant director is like a ringleader. Basically, when you're shooting, when you're prepping a project, it's your job to do the schedule, you know, basically conglomerate either the actors or the locations together in a way that makes sense so you can shoot in a fast way.
Effective. Use the word effective.
Effective way.
Ah,
effective.
Conglomerate and, effective. Yes. Lord Greg brings the gift of language. Oh, our peasants' ears aren't qualified to listen.
I must take these headphones off.
Oh,
I'm
learned.
Not worthy to hear the word resonate.
The learned Duke Greg.
Quiet, fanny boy. Yeah. And then, you know, when you're shooting, you just run the rehearsals, kind of set the scene order for the day, work with the director of photography.
Yeah. Here's the thing is I've been on many of sets. You probably know this.
You're Bobby Hollywood Kelly.
Let me tell you something.
You're Bobby Hollywood Kelly.
How does Bobby Hollywood Kelly sound? How does he sound?
Big white glasses. And he comes in.
Dude, I only wanted brown peanut butter and M&M's, dude. You snorting.
Yeah, she did.
Fucking Woo. Australian wild boar.
Yeah.
The soda's on fire today. I don't think.
Behind the line. Unlike the Nuggets, I am burying it.
excuse me. Well, I've been a lot of sets. And, dude, I've gotten on. You know, if you don't make it with the fucking AD, you're going to have a bad time on set. If the AD is a dick, you're going to have. It's going to be uncomfortable. I did Ghost Town. Okay, I fucked up because, you know, hey, I'm Mr. Personality. Everybody loves Bob Kelly. I'm the governor of the fucking set.
Oh.
Guy walked. You doing voices now too? You do quick ones. She does little bullets. Oh.
Ping. But that's what it was like when we went shopping together. I remember we had to go to B&H and go shopping together, and it was like I was shopping with the mayor of the town.
Because
you were
just
adorable. You're like, hey, what's happening? Bless you. Oh, you sneezed. Great. It was just like, oh, hey, what's
bumps
happening?
All around to everyone on the street.
Yeah.
Well, it really.
It was great.
It's almost.
It was really turning on me. I was trying to get. I was trying
but
to.
But it can be. It can be extremely frustrating if you're with Bobby. I was waiting to watch the 40. I'm a diehard San Francisco 49ers fan. Uh-huh. They were playing the Saints, and fucking Mayor Kelly over here in Jersey is at the Maxwell going, dude, do you have the thing that does this, but it also does this? And I was like, well, I could go look in the back. I mean, I think they might have just invented that. And I'm like, the fucking game kicks off in 15 minutes, Bobby. Is my mic on? All right, there we go.
Well, you got to talk into it, my friend. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is it better?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to talk into the microphone. Oh. I know you love doing your little fucking cat. No, I'm not gonna say that. Listen, I agree. Look at, but that's me. That's you. The love me, I hate me. But I can walk up to anybody, anywhere, anytime, because I'm down to earth, blue collar Bob. Okay. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? I'll pick up a hunk of garbage. I'll help a old lady down the fucking street. I'll help fucking save a baby out of a tree.
What?
Right? A cat. But. I'm fucking on the set of Ghost Town, and the AD goes, says something about something. He had a Yankees hat on, and it was during the playoffs. And I go, oh, the fucking Yankees, blah, blah. He literally snaps. He goes, what the fuck? What are you, a Red Sox fan? You fucking... He snapped on me. And I was like, dude, fucking blah, blah, blah. And I thought he was kidding, but he wasn't.
Oh, God.
The rest of the fucking time on set with this asshole and his other fucking asshole buddy.
Yeah.
They made my life miserable. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask you, and you can answer me or you cannot. You can be honest. But I guarantee they fucked with me.
It's like, very, very easy to do.
Yeah.
I mean, look, our scenes that, you know, the beginning of our episode, it's kind of the... it determines kind of what every rookie or whatever a cop's going to do for the rest of the episode. So we have everybody in a room together. You have 12, 13 actors plus extras. Somebody has to go and be first in the hair and makeup chair at 5:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
When we're going to shoot at 8 o'clock. Okay. If you were a dick, guess who's got the 5:40 spot? Oof. Might take Bobby 10 minutes in hair and makeup.
So,
you're going to be done at 6. And
take
then...
the hair out of that, first of all. I'm insulted.
Yeah, with your Yul Brynner haircut. Probably...
I walk in hair and makeup, done.
Yeah.
You look great. Power them up. Yeah, that's it. They want to make sure you shave.
So,
but,
so on the 2-2, when you guys were filming the 2-2, someone had to be in Harlem. At like
Our sound stage is okay. Chelsea Piers. That's where like our precinct squadron is. But... I mean, that's only 4 days out of 8. You know, we shoot each episode in 8 days. 4 were at our soundstage, and then the other 4 were on location, yeah, at Riverside or Harlem. And Monday, man, if it's like a 6:30 call time, that means everyone's got to be hair and makeup ready. And we had people that flew out from L.A. that if they had to be in the hair chair or the makeup chair at 5:30, pickup's 5 a.m.
Jesus.
So we're starting a 12 or 13 hour day, and some of those people, it's like, you know, 2 o'clock LA time, they're ready to crash. So especially if you only have, you know, 8 days for an episode, you don't really have that easing people into the schedule kind of thing. So if there's an asshole or someone you don't like, then you can
it sucked. Ghost Town, look, it was okay time. It was a huge production, like a big Hollywood movie, first one of every really big movie that I did. But I was not comfortable on set. There's no joking around after that.
What a dick.
Yeah, what are you going to do? I agree with you. But the director wasn't fun either. He wasn't a fun guy. It's a comedy, not a fun guy to be around, you know?
So the AD is like the Grand Wizard.
Well, I think so. I mean,
most people, if you just kind of walk by on the street, you think the AD is the director almost always, because you're always the guy calling, rolling, you're cueing extras, you're... Mm. Talking to the camera guys, you're 9 times out of 10 calling action because the director's usually sitting by a monitor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most big directors don't want to be next to the camera. They want to be seeing it the way they're going to see it in the editing room. So they're looking at, you know, the video village, which is like 4 or 5 monitors, however many feeds
you
have.
Get that mic up on your face, you
however many
sucker.
Feeds you have. I'm sorry.
Stay right there. You turn to me. You know, you don't have that mic.
Right.
Look at, watch me. I'm right here. Look at that. I'm turning.
Head on a swivel.
My head's on a swivel.
Head on a swivel.
Listen, I don't want to miss any of this juicy shit.
So,
listen to me, though. Hang on one second. Because when I go on the set with him, from day one, I'm like, this fucking dude's cool. We hit it off. We start fucking, we laugh, we joke. And to make a joke or to laugh or to fuck around, I used to tap his nuts like all the time. Mm-hmm. Just crack one of his nuts. we'd have candy.
He says tap, but I mean, it's usually the corner of his like cop hat or something that the right angle, even the lightest of taps can really set you back.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the that's not what hangs the lowest, if we're being honest here. So usually
on you,
right on the head.
On you, it doesn't. On me, it's my balls.
Yeah, I got sad basset hound balls.
Droopy dog.
Oh. It's like, hey, I like anybody. It's fucking, I'm Dan's balls.
Oh boy!
I'm all balls.
You're all balls.
Yeah, I'm
all balls. All balls. All balls, Bobby.
I have to like find my dick in my balls. Oh, my dick has to pop out like a stress doll nose. It's just gone right now.
We did get along pretty well, and a lot of those scenes where we had 12, 13 actors, those are not easy to do.
No way.
So I actually welcomed anyone who could make it a little bit lighter, but...
But here's the thing, is the little jokes here and there, a little goofy thing once in a while, it makes the day go by. Mm. You can survive the fucking set if you're having a good time.
Just a little laughter.
Around. Just a little laughter.
Oh, dude, because, yeah.
Does anybody remember laughter?
I mean, we also had, like, 3 a.m. overnight shoots in Harlem, and it's raining, and, I mean, you know, so it's not always a fun place to be. It's still a killer job, but...
Yeah, so, but the thing is that me and we, a lot of us, it was a good crew on this one. Everybody was pretty cool on the set. Yeah. There was no dicks on the set.
Quite a bit. You know, a lot of the people had rolled over right from... It was the same soundstage from Criminal Intent.
Yeah, it was the same... Yeah.
A lot of the same crew.
I mean, they seem like... Except that cocksucker Stark. No, I'm just kidding. He's like the nicest guy. He's like the nicest guy in the world.
He lives down the street from me. He's a lovely dude.
He's like serial killer nice. Like, it comes back and you're like, he had bodies in his basement?
Yeah.
Not him. He always, it's adorable.
Yeah. He seems so nice.
He's the nicest guy.
He seems so nice. See? Is there a crack?
That'd be great if you like, there's a moment where he's like, Greg, can I speak to you real quick? What the fuck are you doing in this scene to me? You're like, Stark, whoa, calm the fuck down.
You see him running down the street naked. What was that movie with he's running down the street naked? All right. Anyways.
Sorry, I didn't catch you on that one.
Three blank faces right now.
But it was actually like there was, and he took care of me too. When there was, you know, look, I'm not the main star, so I could get fucking, you know, when there's a cool trail to be had, this motherfucker would hook you up. He would make sure the other crew was cool with you. You know, when there's candy to be had.
Hey.
Now we're talking.
You're right. Remember the candy?
We played the game pretty well. We had a screening during one of the lunches, and we had some PAs walking around.
Yeah, but there's this up thing. This is like
loft,
this.
It's
a loft, an up thing. You call it, he is fucking snobby. Words and loft.
Apparently, you've never slept in a loft, you mudblood.
We
commoner.
See, she's just in and out. I love it.
Yeah. It's the to call someone a commoner with an accent is way better too.
It is.
It's really biting.
Oh yeah, all right.
Especially because she has the most commoner of accents.
I know.
She has the fucking felon accent.
And when you're looking at all accents, Australian, I'm pretty Jersey. If you know what I mean. Yeah.
That's why you like those. That's why you like those Jersey dudes.
Yeah.
I love Kelly. I can't help it. I want to go fuck it, but I can't. I smile. Sorry, Dan. Fuck off, Dan. Don't get mad at me.
I'm not. I love her too.
I got your back.
So now, as far as this show goes, we had Stark on last week. He really is just.
He plays a really straightforward, nice guy too.
He plays himself.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's really fourth generation NYPD like his character, but he's a good dude and plays a good dude and fundamental.
I know he's not playing exactly himself. I get that he's not a cop.
Right.
I'll stab you, Staley. I'll jump over this table that's not that big and kill you. I'll have Monster Voice bite your egg.
With his one tooth.
He's got some reach, too.
He's got gangly arms. Yeah, he can get far.
Crazy fucking circus arms.
Have we now... I mean, the show's on. It's doing good. Sunday nights, you know.
Had our fourth episode last night.
I think it's getting better.
It is. I mean, with anything, there's like an acclimation period, and so it takes time, and the scripts need to figure out which cast members work with other cast members.
So they know who to fire if it gets picked
up? I mean, you know, well, just some people work better with others. And the whole main point is 8 rookie cops. And so it's, you know,
not
4
all,
groups.
Not all good looking either.
No, I mean, it's they tried to... Richard Price, who wrote The Wire, is the creator of the show. Yeah, and so he really tried to make it as realistic as possible in the sense that it's not 8 model rookies.
Here's the deal, too, is that he... I watched last... The fucking pilot was really shot great, man. I mean, just like visually, it was very gritty and cool and... I don't know. It just came together. I don't know. I like the pilot. I watched the pilot again last night.
You know, like living in New York, we're pretty spoiled to the fact that if you're doing scenes outside and you're shooting in New York, the production value is, I mean, impossible to duplicate. So if you just have a walk and talk down 125th Street in Harlem, your background looks great. You might get a few really bogey extras or real people just walking through the shot that makes
it
look...
We don't want to racist on this fucking podcast.
Copy.
Don't ever call them bogeys.
Did you have any problems with those extras, like people walking behind and getting in shot and having to like tell this guy from Harlem, yeah, sorry, excuse me, can you just move to the left a bit? Just wait till we finish filming.
I mean, you know, you have to control it as much as possible, but... You know, essentially the mayor's office will give you permission if it's, you know, impossible to control. You can actually let people walk through, but you do have to control. We did definitely have homeless people giving us shit, yelling at us.
I mean, people throwing water off of the building one morning because we were there really early and it was, I don't know, the projects, would I say?
Right.
How do you put this?
How do I put this eloquently?
The funniest thing that ever happened on a set was I was doing this movie 4 years ago. We were shooting in Harlem and we had this scene that takes place. It's called Kettle of Fish. Okay. You can never see it.
I actually saw it.
Yeah. Okay. Matthew Modine is the lead. He's great. Gina Gershon.
Oh, no,
different.
I was thinking Jim Carrey.
I mean, it was a real fun shoot, but
I'm thinking Kettle of Sausages. Sorry. I'm hungry. I'm thinking what I want for lunch.
Oh, I've never seen a movie.
We're shooting this walk and talk in Harlem.
And walk and talk. Listen,
it's two people walking
down
a sidewalk.
Hang on, let me fucking tell you something. When you tell people this terminology, you have to assume that they don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because you even when he says copy, you understand? That's how they talk.
Roger.
On set.
Am I doing it?
They don't say Roger.
Yay. Damn it.
They don't say Roger. They say copy.
Go
for Roger. See? Now, so when you talk this talk on the walk and talk, tell people what that is.
Well, it's two actors walking and talking.
All right, thank you.
And you have him on a Steadicam?
We were shooting, exactly. We were shooting
on the body, yeah?
Not every... Those are pain in the ass kind of shots for the camera operator, so you don't do them...
Real quick, can we just bring up the fact that Kelly is twirling her hair and staring at Greg like she's staring at a Tiger Beat poster on her wall?
Here's the thing, too.
She's going like this. She's going...
I don't know what to do with my
hair. So, walking talkies. Hang on here.
You're dreamy?
I've been looking at your eye, your little slit eyes, almost like your belly button, looking at Kelly. And then I look over at her. You really are. Because Stark was here last week. Nothing. She's been fucking doing her little girl.
No, what?
Yeah.
You're...
What?
Yep. Sexually attracted to Greg.
Yeah, you are.
Fellas.
You guys are embarrassing me. That's awful.
It happens.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing because you are the first white guy she's liked in a while. So it's good to have her back on the team.
Breaking ground.
I'm embarrassed.
You like him?
No. I have nothing to do with my hands. I got my foot.
You're sexually attracted.
Yeah, she is.
You fucking sons of bitches.
Look at that.
All of you guys. Be a pile of shit sitting across from me. Thanks. And you'd be like, oh, you want to fuck that shit?
No,
I don't know.
No,
I don't know why you call
him
a pile of shit.
Yeah,
it could be. I said it could be.
She
hasn't looked at me since you brought it up.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Kelly. You know what, Kelly? Maybe it's just me and Dan being jealous that you never look at us that way.
I've never
seen you twirl anything at me.
Yeah.
I actually normally have my hair off.
Bobby's got those wet, kissable lips that...
Oh, boy.
His LL Cool J.
Pull my jacket over a portal.
You think I'm meant to hurt you? Bring that back.
I love that.
But she was staring at Greg.
I'm on CSR.
LA.
I'm working with I work with sexy Chris O'Donnell.
He played Robin.
Yo, Bruce Lee was my master.
Oh, God. You guys are gross.
But she is looking at Greg with some bad intentions. She did.
Well, first of all, Greg, you're very...
Gorgeous man.
No, well, let's not... I'm going to tell you what he is. Unconventionally good looking.
You know what he looks like?
Thank you.
He looks like the good looking member of an alternative band.
Yeah, he's the guy, he's the brains in the band.
He's like the guitar player that's really kind of quiet.
Yeah, that knows how to do Facebook and get the fans involved.
But he's the one that arranges all the music.
Yeah, he's the one that doesn't do drugs, but you think he does drugs, but he never did.
He's real quiet.
There.
He's the stone.
No. So, before we were derailed.
Yep. Yeah, that's what happens.
That's what happens. Don't try and bring it back.
Write that down. Name of the podcast. Derailed with Greg, a.k.a. AD.
A.k.a. the gorgeous bass player.
A.k.a. the Facebook master. Yeah.
I'm sitting on my hands now.
I bet you are. Boom, boom, boom.
He'll be here all night. Try the veal.
Why does it have to be veal? Nobody.
What comedy club serves veal?
What the fuck comedy club serves veal?
What kind of dinner theater are you doing?
Tony and Tina's. Yeah. Hey, Tina! Yeah. Suck my dick at the wind!
Because I knew what he was talking about. Because I worked in TV before.
Yeah, but in Australia, not the same thing.
Yeah, I used to be a producer many moons ago.
You guys work... TV in Australia is actually a TV, and they work inside of it.
Hello! Welcome back to the news! It's just a giant cardboard thing that looks like a TV with dials dripping on the side.
Have you ever seen the guy in L.A. on L.A. on Venice Beach? One of the craziest lunatic little street performers in L.A. It's a cardboard box, and he does TV in it.
That's pretty awesome.
He does a TV show, and the credits roll at the end, and it's fucking toilet paper. He just rolls it out.
Oh,
and he has
God.
The credits. It's the best. It might be on YouTube. I don't know if you'll... No, you don't have to find it. Thank you, though. I got her a setup. I don't even let her use it. Just for the one song.
Don't touch that!
Australia!
You'll break it.
It's boys than ready, though.
So, all right. So, okay, Kelly, back to you. Go ahead. You were doing great. I'm sorry. We got derailed. Go ahead.
No, he was talking. Greg was talking.
Yeah, but you stomped him and you asked him a good question.
I was fine with it.
Oh, no, I was asking about the Steadicams, like the ones... But
yeah, you would shoot... You know, with a steady cam. But point being, we were shooting and there's projects next to us, and there was a guy had a radio in the window playing loud music. And so 9 times out of 10, someone from the locations department has to go knock on their door and say, hey, we're trying to film sensitive dialogues. The microphones pick everything up, go through that whole song and dance. The guys wouldn't turn it off. It was Friday or whatever. So our producer thinks he's being smart, gives $100 to the locations assistant, says, you know, give him $100, see if that'll quiet him up. So, locations kid goes in, gives $100, walks out all proud, problem solved. 5 minutes later, two other radios about 3 floors up pop into the window.
Shit.
Music comes on. 5 minutes after that, because the guy obviously fucking called his buddies and was like, they're giving out money. And our walk and talk became a talk around the corner on a stoop 5 blocks away. So, I mean, locations...
Did that make you mad at the director, or did it make you mad at the people in the projects?
It makes you wonder why you're shooting a walk and talk.
Those Irish and their radios.
Oh, yeah. The Irish people that you were dealing with in the projects, did you get mad at them?
The bogeys?
Well,
that's a nondescript term for anyone not involved with the production. Is what we call
that's not race related.
Could be anybody.
Because I almost had a new one to tell my buddies. So that was
a bogey. Could be anyone. It's just anyone not associated.
So why is it bogey though? Is that like a golf term?
I think it's like an Air Force term.
A bogey is an Air Force term. It's used in the World War II when a bogey would be coming in. It's a bogey, and they would shoot it down.
I don't think that's right at all.
Look up on the internet what a bogey was. go to Wikipedia.
But you're
what's wrong with this show today? this is definitely the day you should be on Staley. Let me tell you about Staley. This motherfucker, we can't gossip about anybody because the show's still on.
It's still on. And now, there's a good chance I'm going to work with a lot of these people again. It's a big business, but a small world. I worked with so many people.
Really? Have you worked with anybody on this before?
I worked with Stark like 5 years ago.
On what?
On a movie called My Sassy Girl, a fabulously bad movie that he was like a day player in and you know, like a month into 2-2, we remembered doing it. So
really?
I mean, almost, you end up working with people. I've worked with Felix, who plays Terry Howard four times.
It's the undercover cop with the tight, tight hat.
The newsboy cap.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a very tight, tight, scally cap.
I thought he was bald when until the second episode, because he's always wearing the hat. The hat was part of his
very
thing.
Very gorgeous man. I saw him. He lives in my neighborhood here.
He's a great dude.
In Hell's Kitchen. And he's got gorgeous Spanish Zorro hair. Mm. And he was walking around with a black mock
when
neck.
Anytime
turtleneck.
You hear that there's an actor who wants...
Get ready.
Anytime you hear there's an actor who wants to wear like their own hat or their own shoes, usually it means they're like covering something. Like, if it's shoes, it's because they have like 2-inch lifts in the heels of their shoes.
Oh, they're smelling.
When they're like, I want to wear these shoes, it has to do with that.
All right, I'll tell you a quick story. We were shooting... my first show, my legit show I ever booked.
Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
What was that?
Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
Oh, God damn.
No.
Synchronized watches. Yeah.
I forget what it was. It was shooting something because I've shot so many. Parker Lewis
Hollywood.
Can't Lose.
Remember that?
Yeah. What the fuck? What a great show.
It's unbelievable.
What happened to him? That was the Van Wilder of our...
Corey Nemec.
Corin Nemec.
Corin Nemec.
Did you find out? Did you Wikipedia?
Yeah, I did. And it's a radar or visual air contact whose identity is unknown.
There you go. And now find out Parker Lewis unknown.
But I like Bobby's like,
fucking dude, it was fucking World War II. Some dude was fucking flying over.
I actually think Corin Nemec, I think, tried the musician route.
I
had like dreadlocks.
Last thing I saw him
I think.
Can you please find him? Stephen King's The Stand.
He was great as Parker Lewis.
Here's the deal. Here's
perfectly
the
cast.
Oh my God.
He's
he
the biggest
fucking
crush on
great,
him.
Man.
I'll tell you what happened. Which went longer, Saved by the Bell or Parker Lewis? Same
Saved
time
by the Bell.
Frame, right?
Saved by the Bell.
Parker but Lewis was
Saved
way
the,
funnier.
But Saved by the Bell had all the different little, like the college years, and they went back and went back.
So yeah, but Parker Lewis maybe did 5 seasons.
Are you pregnant?
What? No.
I'm kidding.
five seasons. That's being generous, I think.
Yeah. I think it is, too. Yeah.
Three seasons.
All right.
Hang on 1 second. Are your fingers moving?
Yeah. It's come up.
Oh.
I want to tell you a funny story.
I asked the wizard box.
No, I want to tell you. Do you remember a show called Carissa?
Clarissa explains it all.
Yeah, I went on a date one time with the guy,
what
the brother.
The fuck? How do you know that?
I had a very lonely childhood.
Yeah, he was an only child. What do you think he was doing?
I was just watching TV.
Carissa's Lonely Box.
Clarissa explains it all.
Yeah, Melissa
Joan Hart. It was on Nickelodeon.
The brother in that film went on a date with once, and he,
finger popped.
Did she bang you?
No.
She was banging. Did you explain it all?
No. Because I didn't know who he was. Because he was like, I'm an actor, and I used to do TV, and I was like, oh, what have you been in? And he said, I was in the show a few years ago. And Clarissa explains it all. I'm
wow.
Like,
wow,
yeah.
A lot of mileage.
He totally
out of that
did.
Show.
He totally did. And I turned around and went, I have no idea what that is. I'm like, I'm Australian, mate. Your fucking shit doesn't work on me, dickhead.
So, Jesus
you gotta
Christ!
Start from the beginning.
You got really biker waitress on him.
What the fuck happened to you, Kelly?
Fucking, she really went quick. He's like, actually, he's trying to be humble. He's like, I dabble.
Staley.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this show.
I dabble in acting. It was a show with Melissa Joan Hart.
I don't know.
You fucking piece of shit. Yeah. I worked at a biker bar for 7 years. I used to get gangbanged by the Hells Angels. I don't give a shit about your dumb faggy show.
I was getting fucked with broken Budweiser bottles while you fucking
you
do your gay show.
You want to know what it's like to lay down on a lit cigarette and still get off?
Get I shaved my pussy with a lot of fluid in the mat.
And I did it for Old Smokey's birthday. Took off all my muff hair with a flashbang.
I used to smoke meth on my fucking palm of my hand.
Kelly the biker waitress.
Here we go.
What the fuck happened to you? Did you bring your own water?
Yeah.
You have your own bottle of water.
It's very trusting.
I'm going to go 1 second. Did you find it yet?
I did.
Okay, what happened?
He's currently collaborating with, this is the best reference ever. I can't say his last name. The guy
is this your
played,
date or is this Corky Nemec
this is,
from
this is
Parker?
Corin Nemec. Yeah. How do you say his last name? He played Bud in Married with Children, David
Faustino.
Yeah, they're collaborating in a web series.
Oh.
That's great.
I don't know.
That means no money.
I would.
I know.
I drove
but it
past.
Could be fun, but it's all nostalgia.
Right.
Whoa. But it's going to slip out.
Oh, boy. I walked past my first Hooters yesterday, by the way, everybody. Very excited.
How did the interview go?
What are you working, lunches?
if you get a job at Hooters, me and Dan are going every day.
And I'm
going
to throw wing bones at you as you walk away.
I'm just going to stare your ass weird as you walk away.
And they're dumb, and those dumb orange fucking bottoms.
Where's our Hooters?
It's on
56th and Broadway.
Yeah.
No, I was in.
First of all, fucking Hooters blows because they have to wear nylons, which makes me throw up.
That's weird.
Ugh, chicks with nylon. If you wear nylons as a girl, you're hiding a dick. You're hiding something.
Spider varicose veins.
Something. If nylons are fucking gross, and they make you box hot.
Is that part?
How do you
of the,
know
is
that?
Is that a part of the workout?
He's been around. Don't you remember Bobby Kelly in the 90s when he's getting all that ass?
Sexy Bobby.
All that ass in the 90s.
Passion.
What?
The passion of Bobby Kelly.
I used to hate nylons back then.
I do not like nylons.
Is that a required part of the wardrobe? Do you work at Hooters?
Touch your skin with my skin. Make out with you, I'm Bobby Kelly. Passionate Bobby Kelly.
He jerks off to people kissing.
Yeah. He gets off on passion.
Anyways. So where is he? What's going
That's what's happening. That's all that's happening.
Did you say, aw? Thank you. See, Greg feels for me. What happened? What is he doing?
That's all he's doing.
What?
The web series.
That's it? He's doing a web series?
Yeah, but then he's been on a few episodes of
Last updated 2006. Currently writing
He's not bald. He's always been really hot, though.
Let me see this fucking
God
guy.
Damn.
Let me see this guy without it falling out here. All right, here we go.
You know what, though? If you're David Faustino, he can retire on that Bud Bunny Monday.
Yeah,
sure.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, shit, yeah. Residual.
That used to be my favorite show in the world.
Dude, I got a residual the other day for 82 cents.
Yeah. What was it for?
Nice. For Law and Order.
No,
fucking 82 cents.
I got a 17 cent one time when they re-aired Live at Gotham.
Just how long ago was
that?
That's
what you got originally.
Yeah, no, I paid them originally to do it.
So anyways, this is what fucking happened to me when you were talking about, just to go back, when you were saying it's fucked up, the guy's bald when they bring their own shit.
Right.
We're on set, good looking guy, has a great guest starring role in the show. I'm one of the regulars.
Is this our show?
No, this is okay. Another show I was on. I felt so bad for this kid. So he's got to wear a wig. He's got to go in and wear a wig for this scene. Because it was what they did is they would get helicopter footage, real helicopter footage from LA, car chases, and use that and then put a story in front of it and behind it. Okay? You understand?
Yeah, it's the old Ed Wood way of filming.
Okay, great. So they had the show, and that's the thing. So you had to get that guy with long hair that looked like him, kind of, you know, from the air. So they got this kid. He's got this part. It's a big part in this pilot. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting now smoking a butt in my trailer. This guy comes out of the makeup, and he's fucking, and he's pissed. And the people and the thing in microphones, I don't know. All this shit's going, copy, right? Doesn't want to put the wig on.
He wants to become a bogey.
He doesn't want to put the wig on. Okay, he can't put the wig. They want to glue the wig to his wig. He's such a good looking young guy, but he had a hair piece. So they were trying to glue the wig to his wig, but he didn't want to come out of the closet.
He was
I got a wig. So he was like, fuck it, no, I'm not letting you do it.
Oh man.
It wasn't transplants.
It fuck up his hair.
It was actually like
they sewed into your scalp.
Yeah.
Why did he have to wear a wig on top of it? Wasn't that hair enough?
Had long hair. He booked the gig and they had to do long hair.
It's got a match.
They thought that he was just going to throw a wig on top of his head, you know, with some bobby pins, and he'd be set.
Double wig him.
Yeah, they wound up getting a stunt guy and throwing the wig on the stunt guy. This guy had left. He said, fuck you. He was all embarrassed. And by then, everybody fucking knew the kid. So people were just looking at his head, talking to him like, yeah, dude, man, do what you got to do. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it?
He was nobody. To book a gig as an actor.
Yeah.
I was talking to this on the after show today with Sam, which is now called the Sam and Robert Show instead of Sam Robert Show. when I'm on, it is. You know, I used to see people win awards, like actors, and be like, oh, fucking, you're crying. I get it. We get it. Hit the fucking relax. I get it now, though. Why does this mean so much? Because the odds of you winning an award and getting to the point, The odds of you booking the gig, the odds of the show actually getting picked up, the odds of the show actually being a success, the odds of the show going on for more than fucking 5-6 episodes are astronomical.
It really is a million to one.
Million to one. So the fact that it did all this shit, click, 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 and now you're holding an award, it's like, you might never do that again. Like, oh my God. I did it. I fucking did it. I failed so many fucking times. I went into the audition and I fucked up my line. I mean, I went to, they just didn't like me. I was too fat for that
Stop
year.
It.
And now I finally got a show.
Don't get upset.
And it got picked up. But the other one, they said
Dan,
no.
Dan, make him laugh.
They said
That's
no.
really realistic.
Dan,
it's almost
Dan it. Make him no. laugh. So make him stop.
And now it's here.
Stop it.
I fucking did it. The show went and they said yes to the show. And people watched. And they didn't listen to a focus group. And oh my God. Thank you, God. I just want to thank my wife.
It's also like it's a free pass for a little while, too, if you win one of those awards, man. Rooney Mara's booked for 3 years now. I mean, not including those Dragon Tattoo movies. She's shooting one in town right now. Like a year ago, she was doing SVU, literally.
Yeah.
And
seriously?
Yeah.
And then she got in.
Then she, you know, got Dragon Tattoo, which was a really hard to get exclusive, you know, David Fincher involved pain in the ass to get. Won an Oscar. I mean, she is booked, man, for a while. That's what happens, you know. I mean.
And here she is, though. I'll say this about her. The original girl, Dragon Tattoo chick is, I think, better.
Noomi Rapace, yeah.
Yeah, I think the better movies. And I love the a Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the first one, is one of my favorite movies of all time. So
the Swedish
amazing.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
it's great.
The girl in it, and I haven't seen the new one because I didn't want to ruin it. Did they keep the scenes?
It's worth seeing. They're pretty different movies. It's worth seeing.
But the rape scene in the first one
is hardcore, man. They don't tiptoe around it in this one either.
They don't tiptoe around it in this
one?
No, really?
It's a hard scene.
It's a hard one in the first one.
Those are the tough. I mean, I've done some hard scenes as an AD,
really?
Too. It's a real nightmare, man.
You know, okay, you're doing a fucking hard rape scene. You're doing the. Fill up?
What's that?
How do you not get plumped up? How does somebody not look down and see your dick thumping?
Because
like
you're worried everyone's going to look down at your dick and see you at half mast or something.
It's like the
same theory behind when you're getting a physical. You don't have a hard on when the doctor. You're always like thinking to yourself, I better not get a hard on when the guy does the ball check on me.
Says who?
I like clammy hands.
Yeah. How's this? I fucking every time there's a rape scene. The TV and my wife's next to me. I have to put a pillow on my lap and then do
Bobby's
some serious.
Bobby's pitching a tent.
Yeah. I'm like, this is brutal.
I can't
this
believe.
Is awful. I'll
Why
be back.
Would they anybody like this?
Did you know that the people actually do this? Meanwhile, you're biting your bottom lip.
Yeah, trying to pull my wife's hair.
Oh, Christ! All right.
It's a pretty unsexy thing when you get through. I did the movie. I did Halloween 2 with Rob Zombie that had a lot of nudity in it. No rape, but I mean, there's like naked chicks getting killed and stuff.
Yeah.
We had a girl that, you know, had to be fully naked the first like hour of the day, everyone's being respectful. Everyone's averting their eyes. She's putting a robe on the second you cut the cameras, everything. 6 hours into the day, man, this chick was like sitting in a director's chair reading the paper naked. Like walking over to craft service.
Yeah, she had her pretzels in her pussy, like holding it. Like
Smoking.
Yeah, smoking.
Just letting everyone titty slap. She's like, oh, titty slap. Slap
I mean, by the time you do it.
Have you ever had like on a set where a girl's a little like, where it gets a little out of hand, like sexy? Or is it always?
Oh, you mean where they go further than they're supposed to?
I don't know. Yeah, like yeah.
Yeah, I want to know
like,
that.
Like, what's Cary Otis and fucking Mickey Rourke in Wild Orchid?
Wild Orchid.
Yeah,
why,
yeah.
You were on that?
Sex.
No, I was. Dude, that was it's an old movie, man.
Well, why is she
no,
asking? Because
they had real sex in it.
She winked too when she said Wild Orchid.
No, shut up.
Yeah, but we.
Oh. She does want to bang him. She's bringing up like graphic sex scenes.
No,
but when she said Mickey Rourke, she winked, not Cary Otis. So that's the weird part.
Ugh. All right.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking at my voice. I'm looking at your voice, my voice, your voice, and the actual pattern it makes on the recording in GarageBand. Then I look at Dan's voice, and it's like a fucking T-Rex is speaking.
You got real bass. That's why.
What can I say? It commands a room.
So, anyways, I mean, They didn't really fuck in that, did they?
Yeah. That was like they
said, it's happened.
They said on Antichrist too, they really fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it in Antichrist. Lars von Trier.
I think
had them really going at it. Charlotte Gainsbourg has said in interviews too that she's doing it for the next movie too. It is required sex in the next movie.
Wait, she has to bang her co-star? Yeah.
She banged William Dafoe in this movie, and they show...
I mean, it's...
I can't get this one scene. They show his shaft.
It's a close-up.
His close-up of his shaft and his nut, and you can see the nut kind of pops up because it's like he's pushing it in, and you can see the nut kind of flex, and I can't get... his shaft and balls, Defoe's ball out of his fucking head.
Here's the so she really had sex with them, but she also really had sex with a stand-in.
Oh,
for them
shit.
To do additional photography.
So she was banging
my girlfriend
dudes.
I can deal with a girlfriend kissing. If you're dating an actor and actress, you have to deal with them kissing somebody and just try to separate yourself from it. It's a weird fucked up thing. But
sometimes it looks so real though, like in Monster's Balls.
Look at you. You can't even say it in front of him. You can't look at Greg.
No, tongue-tied.
And say balls.
Oh, my God.
She's blushing.
Come on. Monster's Ball, yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get...
The Billy Bob Thornton...
Yeah, there's that scene between him and Halle Berry where you can see his ball sack. And I'm like, I can't see any sunlight coming between those two. Like...
Do you think they really fucked in that?
I think just apart from putting the actors in a bad situation, technically... It's a hard thing to do for a long time, you know, if you're saying, I mean, every scene, even if it's one shot, is going to take 2.5 hours probably to shoot. So, and there's a lot of different angles in that scene in particular and stuff. I don't imagine how you could ask somebody to do that for a long time if they're really doing it. Maybe, and I mean, they're both in relationships and stuff, so.
I would have, there'd be so much pre-jizz on
you
the set.
You have to whack off.
I'd just be like, I'm so sorry.
Well, you have to, I mean, they
so sorry.
They
cut! I'm so sorry. Do you want me to get a tissue? There's some on her thigh. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
The reason it's not sexy on set is there's like things the guys have to wear.
Yeah.
Like a little
that
banana
would be, I would
hammock.
Come right through that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd come through that.
The chick has to wear like a pad, like a modesty pad.
Yeah, her inner thigh would look like somebody melted a candle on it. That's how much pre-cum would be on this.
Like a rocket ship.
I can pre-cum for days. When I come, I'm done.
You're the Peter North of pre-cum?
I can just dribble spit out of my dick for 9 hours.
All right.
I mean, the famous line that I can't remember who it was, like Marlon Brando or someone said, I apologize if I get turned on and I apologize if I don't get turned on.
Oh, yeah.
It's really...
I apologize if I get turned on. And I apologize if I do not get turned on. I vice versa to my cock.
I love it.
Who's got... Huh?
Yeah, you nailed it. Huh? You even kind of... Yeah, you nailed it.
All right, yeah, we're good. So let me ask you this, though. So has anybody ever... gone too far on the set where the girl was like, hey,
settle down.
Well, it's more likely to happen with like a fight scene than it is a sex scene.
Really?
Everyone really tries to be respectful. Everyone's usually nervous and it's a very weird energy. If anything, it's never fun. Never fun. I've worked on probably a dozen.
Are you lying?
No, I swear. I mean,
seeing a famous person's tits is not fun.
It's gonna be super awesome.
I'm talking about, there might be a moment like that where it's fun. I'm talking about the whole experience is usually
it's
awkward,
just grueling and fucking.
You're like, oh yeah,
work.
That's they're naked, cool. But that's about 30 seconds in 4 hours of.
Go ahead. What do you get?
He's a true pro. I would go fucking nuts. If like Judy Light got naked, I'd be like, look at Judith Light's tits.
TV's Judith Light.
Bow, bow. Judith Light's titties.
Yeah, I fucking Dr. Ruth tit popped out. I'd fucking.
Is he? Yeah. Is he out?
Yeah.
I like it.
Fights and stuff is usually where it's more likely to happen because people are amped up and every actor always says they want to do their own stunts because they don't want to seem like they're being a pussy or something. So, and then that's when, you know, bad things happen.
I'll tell you who doesn't want to do his own stunts. Me.
That guy.
Oh, dude, when they had me bend down to handcuff that guy.
Yeah.
I tried to man up and not use knee pads. And after the fucking third take, my knee was just thumping. And I was like, give me those
knee
pads.
Well, you got to do it a million times.
Yeah, I know. And I couldn't get the cuffs on because I'm too fucking... I couldn't even fucking bend down. Never mind get the cuffs. I was like, dude, hold these things.
Well, this is all shit that you're talking about. That's never... If you're an actor, the people that always say, oh, I could be an actor, it's easy. Like, it's the job that everyone always says I can do. That's the shit that no one plans for, is the blocking of the scene. Like,
well, the blocking of the scene, and also all you motherfuckers with what you have to do and what they have to do, and this guy and the sound guy.
A million things going
there's
on.
There's a million things going on, plus where you're at, and then you have to, you know, remember what the fuck you're trying to do. And it's always the first time of a million times you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where do you... My acting teacher told me that. He goes, save your fucking acting for when that camera's going to be on your face. Don't... Because you don't fucking do it every time. You won't physically be able to give a great performance 20 times.
Right.
He goes, give good performances for the other actor, but save your shit, your energy, for when that fucking camera's facing you.
And I don't think acting is the one job that everyone thinks they can do. I think it's comedy, because it's all actors that are like, I'm going to do stand-up.
Every time I see a new comic get up, I know, I'm like, they're an actress. I can tell, because I get up there and they're doing like a monologue. Ugh. And then my mom said to me,
it's awful.
Get married. And I'm like, get the fuck out of my face.
You know, comedy, a lot of people do it, man. And now it's even because people figured out how to do it.
Yeah.
Now you can just... There's a lot of comics out there right now who are funny on stage because they can... I mean, really funny on stage.
Yeah.
They know how to write a joke.
Yeah.
But they're duds off
stage. Never trust a comic.
Fucking duds. If you're not funny off stage, you're not fucking funny.
It's like never trust a skinny chef. You know what I mean? Because
that's
tasting their
fucking
own
horseshit. I've seen fucking so many great.
I mean, half the chefs I know do blow. So
yeah, they work in the restaurant industry. Yeah, of
they
course,
they're
fucking
shit food. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just a horseshit.
No, but I don't trust a comic though. If I get a comic, if I met a comic and he's like a piece of shit or just boring off, I'm like, hell, okay, are you anything?
There's a different to me. If you don't make me laugh off stage, then go. Fuck yourself. You're a dud.
Mm.
You're a dud. I don't care how famous you are and how fucking awesome your jokes are written. You figured out how to do what I naturally know how to do. What I was fucking born to do. What my friends were born to do.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking stand-up. Billy Burr's a stand-up. Norton's a stand-up. All these fucking people make me laugh off stage first. Mm. That's where we had to go on stage.
Yeah.
You figured out how to do it. And yes, do it well with, you know, book smarts and intelligence and grammar and some confidence. Ugh. And now you're up there fucking...
There's
fuck
one.
You.
There's one famous comedian in particular that sometimes comes to the Cellar, and he is about as funny as a fucking dead toenail on off stage.
Yeah. I'm not gonna know who it is.
No,
you don't.
No,
you probably don't know.
Okay,
you probably do, but we say that throw the people listening off.
Yeah,
because I know in my head I'm just thinking of one person where I'm just like,
there's
oh
not
my
one
God,
person. There's
so
a lot.
There's a lot of people.
Well, no, there's one person in my head, and I'm like, you are the most boring person.
And that's
ever.
A weird.
But you've got everything. You do everything.
But they're trained. They've just trained themselves to learn how to do stand up.
And you can hear it too when they go on radio.
Yeah.
When they're and it's always they can't just be funny. If there isn't a fucking format to you know, where they're set up to be funny, or their crowd, or their, you know, if it's just, hey, what's up, how you doing, that good, you're just a boring dud.
They come off they come off being like cool. Like,
cool is the enemy of funny.
Yep. Yeah.
Chris Rock via Colin Quinn. I thought Chris Rock said that, but it was Colin Quinn. I fucking told him that. Who do you think fucking? All right, listen, we're going to take a little commercial break right now, take a piss, get some water, and we're going to send you over to some smooth
listening.
Smooth
sounds rah ooh.
We're gonna do some information for you to help this podcast become more popular. Stay tuned. All right, Kelly, we got a great sponsor of the show, official sponsor of the show, adamandeve.com.
We do, Robert. Yeah. Do you want me to tell you a bit about it?
I do. First of all, I love this thing, and I've been there, and I've gotten stuff.
I have too.
Yeah, because Adam and Eve, first of all, if you have a girl in your life, we've said it on the podcast.
Yeah.
If you have a girl, get a vibrator. Get a vibrator. I can't tell you enough. Go get it. And it's embarrassing walking to a store and getting a vibrator, because it's like, oh, what are you going to do, put in your ass? Ordering offline, getting a vibrator is the best thing, because you can get whatever you like. Get a little silver vibrator.
Yeah.
And this is the deal. we've got a, they're cheap. It's only like $20 to get a little silver bullet or one of those things and get some lube. And now with AdamandEve.com,
all right.
Tell them what we got.
What we've got. So are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom?
Yes, I want to. And if you're going to, you need toys.
Then go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item.
50% off any item. Mm-hmm. 50% off. So that's half on your one item.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
But that's not all though. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs.
So you get 50% off and then you get 3 free adult movies.
That's right.
Is that it?
No, no, no. Plus, you get a free extra gift, but I can't even tell you what it is. We can't even say it on this podcast.
Because it's too crazy. It's too crazy. Sexual. They're not going to tell you, but you're getting something for free. So it doesn't matter if it's a keychain with a little fucking peepee on it. It's free. Okay? Or it's, but it's better than that. Way better than that.
Way better. Because you know that's not even the last thing.
What
There's
else?
There's more. On top of it all off, they're even going to throw in free shipping on your entire order. Free shipping.
Free. So here's the deal. You're going to get 50% off your gift. You're going to get 3 free adult movies. You're going to get a free gift. And you're going to get free shipping. Right now, go to adamandeve.com. Type in the word riot under the code. Use code word riot when you're purchasing your gift at the checkout. Use Riot and you get all 4 of these perks. 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
3 free movies. A free gift.
Free shipping.
And free shipping.
Free shipping. Who wants to pay for shipping?
Nobody wants to pay for shipping. Shipping stinks. Okay? So they're hooking you guys up. This is a sponsor of our show. Okay? They believe in our show. Go support our sponsor, adamandeve.com. Go use the code word Riot when you check out and you get all that free deal stuff.
I'm going to do it now.
I'm going to do it too. I'm going to get another vibrator. I'm going to get some lube. If you're in a relationship, you need these toys.
Or if you're single.
If you're single, exactly. You're single like Kelly, you need that. Don't get the silver bullet. Get the big, huge cock. All right, man. Go to adamandeve.com. Support them. Go there right now. Get your 50% off. Get your 3 free movies. Get your free gift. And you're going to get free shipping. Go right now. Go buy a vibrator. And then I want you to email us. We want to hear about you guys who go. I want emails. YKWD at riotcast.com. Email us. Let you know. Let us know what you bought. And let us know how it turned out. What you used it on. You using your girl, your girlfriend, your mistress, whoever. Let us know how it worked out. Let us know what you got. Because we want to actually spread the word. And maybe I might get something you got. Let me know. Go to adamandeve.com. Make sure you email us. Let us know you bought something. Let us know you're supporting our sponsors. You guys are the best. Thanks a lot, guys. And we're back with the You Know What, dude. Shut up, Kelly, when I'm talking. Can you not talk over people?
He was just playing a gun with a microphone.
That's visual.
Okay. It's called improv,
yeah,
Kelly.
No, they can see, hear that. They can hear you going. I'm kidding, Kelly. I can't get mad. I can't get mad at you. Look at me. Look at me.
Hey, mate.
I'm banging. I want to bite her dimples.
Mate.
No, you don't. Every time you think of that, just remember about my just think of my asshole.
Oh, I don't want to have sex with you. I don't want to go anywhere near your vestuca.
I totally met a girl who had an anal fissure the other day. She was awesome.
Oh, I think it just, this is what I think of. I think of like a fingernail slice.
How did that come up? How did you know she had it?
I'll tell you why. Girl. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. Just 2 girls driving to the beach together. She's another comic, but I didn't really know her. And she just said something. She just went, "Oh man, I took a shit this morning. I'm so glad." I'm like, "Okay, we're best friends right now. Because if we can talk about this, we're okay."
That's some guy's fetish.
What?
That's a guy's fetish.
What? Anal fissures?
There's like, oh, just 2 girls just going to the beach, talking about their bloody asses.
Name's
talking
Jim about Norton.
He likes those golden showers.
Would you pee on somebody?
No.
Look at me.
Yeah, I would never pee.
First of all, I don't believe you because your answer was too quick. Okay? Second of all, I think you would pee on somebody. So third of all,
easily.
You're from Australia. You guys pee on everybody.
That's their foreplay.
Yeah. You guys, that's how you fucking disinfect your feet.
If we're gonna bang out here in the bush, we need to pee on each other.
Did you get
bit by the wedding?
Yeah, you lay down first, I'll give you a once over, and then I'll lay down, you give me a once over.
If you got bit by a recluse spider, you pee on the wound?
No.
Stop. No, because every time you go, stop it. Look at me. Tell the truth. Tell every time it makes me laugh, and you think I'm lying because I'm laughing. Look at me.
Listen to me.
I can't handle it.
Did you? Would you pee? Would you pee on somebody?
No, I don't want to.
Would you pee on someone's hand?
Can't we just cuddle?
Do you want to? You just want to love somebody, don't you, Kel?
Well, like a good spoon. That's good.
Let me ask you a question, Kelly. Oh. Honest to God, sweetie. Oh, honest to God. Is that what you want? Do you just want a fucking? You want a little love and a little hug and a little affection?
All right, sometimes.
So you're not into just fucking. You're not into just
no
physical.
I think I've had one night stand my whole life.
You actually when you're with somebody, you want to be with somebody.
All right, Jesus.
What?
Why are you what kind of old lady?
I'm not making fun of you, Kelly. I'm really asking you. Look at Kelly. I'm going to tell you something right now.
She's super awkward. Let's keep going with this.
Kelly, you know what I have? What? I have what you want that what? You'll never have.
Yeah.
Somebody. No, I'm joking.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Bob.
I used to say that to Joe all the time.
Good God.
I would hug my wife and kiss her, and I'd lean over the shoulder and see Joe, and I'd whisper, "You'll never have this."
That's pretty funny.
Listen, Kelly, you want what I have. We want the same thing. You want somebody who is cool, you're attracted to, you can laugh with, you can snuggle with, and you can fuck.
Who doesn't want that,
that's
Bobby?
Like, you?
Hey, bullshit.
You don't, fuck
what
you.
Do I want?
I'll tell you what you want.
What do I want?
Random head.
No, I don't.
You want pussy.
Nope.
You want to be able to fucking
you don't know
plug
me.
It and play. You want to fucking leave.
What is that even trying to mean?
You just stick it in and it works and then you jizz and then you walk away.
No, I want what you just described.
Yeah, you know you don't.
Yes, I do. How do you know what I want?
Because you're fucking singing your high-pitched voice. Greg, do you have a girlfriend?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you want a girlfriend?
I mean, sure, eventually. I'm kind of
just answer the
digging
fucking
being single now.
Look, I'm not Oprah, motherfucker.
No,
do
look,
you want a girlfriend right now?
No.
Do you want to just
probably because I don't know the girl I'd want to
okay,
settle down with right
now. The next question, are you gay?
No.
Okay, good. damn it.
I mean, what you just
right,
described.
Dude, podcast over. Bye, Greg.
What you just described sounds very nice, yeah. You know, but I'm having a lot of fun right now.
See, that myself. I have no
You're
desire.
Banging broads. You're banging broads.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You're banging broads.
Sure.
You go and you're partying, you're drinking, you're banging a couple broads, getting your dick wet, and you get to walk away. You're having a good time. Wet. Right?
Right.
Yeah. And you do the same thing.
No, I don't.
You're a fucking lying hunk of shit.
No, I don't.
Dan, you're fucking lying.
No, I'm lying.
You're lying
because
you're lying.
No, lying.
I can see it on your face.
He laughs
not lying.
Oh, man.
I'm not lying.
You untruthful fucking cocksucker.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
You're lying.
How, really?
Swear on your mother's soul.
Swear on my... What? That swear, I haven't banged? For what am I swearing?
He wants the nice thing. That's what he's
I swear swearing. On my mother's soul I want the nice thing.
Swear on your mother's soul you don't want random head all the time.
I swear on my mother's soul I don't want random head all the time.
You're lying. You
not
hate
random.
Your mother.
She's kind of a bit. No, I'm not lying.
Man,
I'm not
you're
lying.
Not a fucking nice guy.
I have a crush on a girl.
Right now?
Yeah.
Is she in this room?
No, she's not in this room.
Kelly.
What?
I don't, no, like, not Kelly. I don't like heathens. Nah. I don't like what? The descendants like of my... heathens.
You don't like the You don't want to date a criminal gene?
No. My gene pool must stay clean.
You don't want your kid coming out with a fucking patch on his
all
eye?
Right, all right.
Dean, I got your wallet. How did you have that accent?
No,
I raised you in America.
I hate every time I have to contact Dan for the show because I just know that when he gets a message from me, he just rolls his eyes.
Right, we need to start making fun of Kelly's
no,
accent.
That's all right.
Because that guy actually told us he was getting...
Mel Gibson.
The guy on the Twitter said, stop making fun of her accent enough already.
Yeah, you're right, guys.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what I say to that?
What?
Go fuck yourself!
Australia you does need cunt? A new export, though, to help the good cause.
Oh, because
the last few are...
What have been
at
the
least
last
in my
few?
Industry aren't helping you guys out too much.
Who are the last few in your industry?
I would think like Russell Crowe, Mel okay. Gibson. These are the ones that everyone.
What no? What about the
Eric
other
Banner's
fucking
awesome.
Guy? The guy
who
just did
Eric Bana's. Yeah. I didn't know he was Australian.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Eric Bana. No, first of all, they have a lot of fucking. I mean, who's the guy that did Clash of the Titans?
Sam Rockwell.
Ah, he's great.
Yeah, he's from Australia.
I didn't know he was. Yeah. All right, so.
He's good. He was in Terminator.
Okay, you guys are doing all right.
They're doing fucking great. They went from Mel Gibson to the guy Chopper. What's his name?
Eric Bana.
Eric Bana.
He used
and then,
to be
great.
A stand-up.
Yeah. Well, that would have been fucking. Imagine telling
That's
him he stinks.
Crazy.
Heath Ledger was Australian too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He died.
Did he now?
Hey, did he?
Oh,
get the fuck out of here. Are you kidding?
He's doing a web series with Corin Nemec, actually, at David Faustino.
Right. Now, if I had fucking sound effects, it would be breaking news. This just in.
The Telegraph. This just in.
The Joker.
Today in the news.
Is dead. Australian news. We get it 7 years after the rest of the world.
This coming in right now.
Mel Gibson, though, used to live next door to an ex-boyfriend of mine. So his sister.
I don't like your fucking.
Oh, it was a boring story anyway. As soon as I started,
I was in the World Trade Center one day before they went down. I know how you feel.
There's no dirt to dig up on him though, because it's all out.
Oh, I love him. He's great. What? Every time Mel Gibson, every time he opens his mouth, I'm like, yeah.
Really?
Because she agrees with everything.
Even though he's the racist.
You should have blown me, huh?
So you're on his side as well?
Yeah. Oh, no, he just makes me laugh.
I think that's what she's saying. I think she's saying she's on his side.
Would you date Mel Gibson now?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Kelly,
he's pretty rich too, and I'm saying no.
So what? He's half as rich as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Half?
I think he had to give it away to the Russians.
Clipped in the divorce.
Oh yeah.
Two of them.
How much is he? Still
he well, he got 100% of the residuals from Passion of the Christ, which made almost $1 billion.
Yeah. Jesus.
But he had to give $500 million away to Robin.
But then he did Apocalypto, which was underrated, but still a fucking one of my favorite movies of all time.
Never seen it.
You never seen Apocalypto?
No.
It's worth seeing, man.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
That's good.
Sorry.
It's not a fun watch, but it's a good watch.
I think it's a fun watch. At the end? When he fucking starts running.
I think it's a really good movie, but it's one of those movies you have to psych yourself up to watch. You're not going to sit down and be like, oh, let's watch Apocalypto. I mean, you actually have to. It's like doing homework.
I can watch it anytime it's on. Anytime it's on, I'll watch it. When that little girl starts pointing at him when they're walking by, how creepy is that?
See, I feel that way about Goodfellas. I can watch anything. Apocalypto. Good.
I can't do that with Goodfellas.
Really?
Nope, not anymore. I've seen it too many times. That Casino. And another thing, too, it's like I feel Goodfellas, Casino, all these movies, I know, I get. It's like the movies that everybody quotes and everybody. It's the movie of the. I get it. I like obscure movies. Like Apocalypto. I want to quote that.
You should get.
Oh,
hey.
That means.
There's a book called I Heard You Paint Houses that's about
the it's great.
That. De Niro and Scorsese just bought the rights to it.
It was supposed. They're also supposed to do the winner of Frankie Machine is like. I think they were supposed to do that too, and that fell through. But
they,
I heard
they
you paint,
said this. I heard you paint houses is going to be the next movie they've done since Casino.
But I heard you paint houses is how they apparently is how hitmen identify each other in like this in this book. They say I heard you paint houses, and that means you kill people.
Oh, okay.
Well, as long as it's not fucking We've Gone Fishing too.
No, they're not going to do like I'm Robert De Niro. I'm painting houses now.
Yeah, we paint houses. Oh, what the fuck? The gun I slipped up.
The fucking kind of people are they?
Yeah, that's a great.
The fuck the house, the chips, the paints, the cat. Fuck, I can't. The fucking people in the fucking come on.
That's a great
picture. One. Jesus.
Who's got voices
now?
You fucking cocksucker. You fucking cockfuck.
With a Boston accent. Is that Pesci with a Boston accent?
That was him. He's painting.
He's fucking painting houses and buying Chelmsford. No, Chelmsford over there. You fucking cunt. You fuck.
I paint a lot of fucking houses for you.
I don't paint the blacks.
I can do that with a leg of their own.
Hey, is that really this? What are you doing?
I'm scratching.
Don't scratch with your tits sticking out.
Yeah, she is.
Kelly, I'm protective of you, and I don't want you flirting with my friend Greg, unless you mean
she
it.
She is putting out the vibe.
Would you? Let me ask you a question.
You are going down the wrong road.
Yep. that's the name of this podcast.
I thought it was derailed.
Write that down.
Derailed.
Going down the wrong road. Kelly's bloody asshole, along with Bobby's dirty asshole and Dan's. I'm famous asshole.
I don't know.
You know what? This is the.
Oh, he just cut you.
During the break.
Yeah. Look at that face. He just cut. Don't pout.
Hiding behind the mic.
Stop it.
Greg.
Yes.
During the break, we found out a little news that Dan Soda's. Because Dan has been. Dan, you moved here from Denver.
How many years ago? Tucson.
Whatever.
6 years ago.
Same shit place.
Denver, Colorado.
6 years ago.
6 years ago. And then you started doing comedy right away, right?
I had done comedy for 2 years in Tucson.
Right, and then you started doing radio here, though, right?
Well, I got lucky enough. I was doing stand-up out here, and then they hired me at K-Rock.
Hired him at K-Rock to do radio, overnight shift, okay? So then nobody knows about this kid. Nothing. Nothing.
Doing check spots, stand
check
up New
spots.
York.
Yeah, bullshit, right? Nobody knows about him. All of a sudden, he starts hanging out with a certain crew, younger guys. They're kind of cool. They're on their way up.
Sailors.
Right? Joe DeRosa.
Sailors.
Joe DeRosa introduces me to this guy. He says, dude, you should use this kid, Dan Soder, to open for you. All right, is he funny? What the fuck? Blah, blah. I take him with me. He's funny, but a good guy. He's got this personality that you just can't not like.
Serial killer.
So. Nah.
He seems so nice.
It's a Ted Bundy like.
So then Joe can't do the podcast. You know, he's whatever. He's got to do something. So he says, you know, let me have Dan on. Killing me. I love him. Right? All of a sudden, this kid starts catching steam. He's on my show. He's fucking over here. He's doing this. All of a sudden, this club and that club. He's on this show. He wins this competition. He wins another competition. I get him
bobbing and weaving.
I get him in over the cellar. I get him a spot. He get fucking
boom
right in.
Boom.
He's doing weekend spots before anybody. I mean, this kid is fucking flying through the business. Books a Guinness gig.
Where
it's like, Jesus Christ, people are starting to get aggravated. People are like, this fucking kid, everything he touches is gold, right? And then all of a sudden, well, now it's like we're just waiting for the fucking, the peak, the other side of the we're waiting.
The come down?
We're waiting for the fucking roller coaster to hit the top.
Yeah, well, there ain't no coming down, brother. To the top rope, there ain't going to be no elbow. Just going to keep on climbing and climbing. Till I get to the top, yeah. Dig it.
Well, we just...
Did the people at K-Rock hear the Macho Man before they let you go?
They switched it to a fucking shitty top 40 station.
You still couldn't just like talk? And
fuck, no, they didn't. I mean, you should have seen the fucking douchebags they brought in.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, play that Britney Spears a little louder.
I had to stay there for 3 weeks to get my severance package. So I had to train all these fucking humps. They're all from like Orlando and just these shitty like stations where they come in like wearing Ed Hardy shirts. Like, sorry,
K-Rock did work. But hey, can you play that Pink a little louder? We just want to see the volumes. I was going to try to change. Fuck you. You suck. And I had to deal with that.
I think Ron and Fez were doing nights, weren't they? They did talk for a while.
They were on Free FM with Nick DiPaolo,
awesome.
Opie and Anthony, and The Doghouse. And then when they flipped from Free FM back to K-Rock, O&A were the only talk that stayed in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning.
And they would do the walkover.
But Ron and Fez would go over to XM.
Yeah, they were on XM. And Ron and Fez are fucking hilarious.
They did, but they did like...
Ron and Fez, it's a show that you put on... And you just could leave it on.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like,
but it's like, why are they? Ron Bennington is so fucking.
His Unmasked series is unbelievable.
They are the best.
He's a smart dude with a lot of life experience, but doesn't have an agenda.
Yeah, but he's so transparent with who he is. It's like he's not this. You know, he's very smart, but he's not an asshole about it.
He's one of those dudes who's real comfortable in his own skin.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming you've done their show.
Never done
I
it.
Met, really? He's a real cool dude, too. I met him a couple of years ago.
I've never done it because I've never wanted to, I don't know, man. I've never wanted to, I don't know. I never wanted to be, hey, can I do your show? I mean, I don't know.
Would you want to stay in the audience still?
No, it would have to, what?
Would you want to stay... In the audience and keep yourself separate.
It would
from
have to be, or if I ever did his show or their show, Ron and Fez, I love both of them. Great guys, always say hi and everybody. I would have to be like an organic thing where I would just go on and just it would happen. It wouldn't be like, hey, can I get on your show? I wouldn't want to force that card because of, you know, I'm on the O&A show, whatever. But I listen to that show and it's fucking great, man. I love it. I love
really
it.
Fucking funny. I really enjoyed them when they were on Free FM, too. They were really funny. So was Nick DiPaolo's show. He's got that new show with Artie Lang.
He's good,
I just did that the other night.
How'd it go?
I heard that.
Fucking awesome.
I heard
it was
John
great.
That.
I mean, it's a little... I mean, those guys are fast, and it's their show. And it goes. And you, like, you go from one, you go from here to there and there, and Artie's a fucking savant. And so is Nick.
DiPaolo's so goddamn funny.
Yeah, so it's a little... It's not as... You know, you sit down, you're like, oh, shit. And it's a very, it's like this, as small as this.
Yeah.
They're moving to these fucking crazy studios. I got to stop saying fucking on this podcast, by the way. I say fuck every other fucking word. I hate it. Write down every time I say fuck. Will you? No, I'm kidding.
Chicken scratch it.
But yeah, it's a great show. Artie's awesome. Love Artie. Love
so
Nick. Great
they have
show.
The sports thing. That's a good kind of MO. I mean, they can always fall back on that. You can want to. Tirade, talk about whatever the hell you want, but then, you know, if you do a score check or something, I mean, that's good. The Ron and Fez thing, it's just whatever they feel like. That to me seems difficult. 4 hours a day of whatever you want. At least with the sports thing, you know, you can get out of jail by talking about the Yanks or something.
Yeah, like, yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know shit about sports. I know about MMA. I can talk about MMA, but for a certain amount of time, and then I got to tap out.
Hey.
I get it.
Thanks.
Good.
That's why they pay him the big bucks.
We're in my kitchen.
Sure, in the studio. God damn it.
I know. We're in a studio. It's called my kitchen.
But what a beautiful kitchen. Okay.
So let me ask, Greg, I want to know something. When was the last time I made a check? Like a girlfriend.
Dated a girl for about 2 years. Ended maybe a year and change ago.
A year. So you've been single for a year.
Yeah.
A year and change. Now, did you go on a rampage? Are you fucking blasting some stuff? Are you that type of guy that fucking bangs a chick? Or do you just fuck? Are you just regular fuck?
I'm 34. So yeah. I think most of my rampaging is probably in my early and mid 20s. And
you're done.
I'm not done, but I just date now. I hang out, date, hook up.
So when you fuck a chick, do you fuck her or do you fuck her?
Yeah. I think it's the first one.
So you fuck her or do you fuck her?
I guess it's a little both. I mean,
I can't picture you being an aggressive.
It usually depends.
You're such a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy.
You're a really nice guy with a blonde beard.
You know, but if you go out and get a little banged up one night together, you go home, it's on. You know,
you like eating pussy?
Yeah.
You like eating asshole? Would you eat the asshole? This is a determining factor of where you are on the fucking chart. Will you eat that asshole? Will you get in there and lick around it?
It's not big for me.
Really?
No.
That tells a lot. So you're eating the pussy. She's going nuts. You're not going to go on that and just go down that one extra inch, spread open that with your thumbs. Pinch it open.
You're talking inside of the asshole.
Yeah, like open it up a little bit.
Well, you are committed.
I might get around the area, but I'm not going mining.
Bobby. Really? Yeah. I'm not going to go in it, but I'm going to fucking pinch that open so there's no ass skin. It's just asshole.
Boy.
I'm not on you.
The way the other three people here are reacting.
Oh, I just picture, like,
Don't picture anything. Don't picture anything.
Okay. Oh, I look like a bug that just got stepped on.
No, it's just obviously you taste metal.
Oh, copper.
Yeah. Fucking.
Oh, boy.
So you just, I mean, you're a straightforward sexual type of guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Meat and potatoes.
You the American way.
All right, if chick's going to suck your dick, would you let her swallow it or would you want it on her face?
Swallowing. I'm thinking more with the last girl. I was swallowing.
So you don't like it on her? You don't like, you like her just taking it and getting rid of the evidence.
I like the back, the ass, if it's on the chest, but not the face so much.
Really? That says a lot. Mm. What about you, Dan?
I say it lie where it lie, man. Wherever it comes out and it hits, that's just where it's going to be, brother.
Really?
Face, titties, armpit, forearm. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. My cum work goes where it wants to go. Your hair.
Really?
I don't give a shit.
What if it goes in the hair?
Then it's a lot of apologizing.
Really? You apologize
you're like,
for that?
Come, you're like, shit, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get in the hair. This is so good.
I don't like a girl swallowing my load.
You'd rather the face?
I just don't, she can swallow a little bit of it, but I'll fucking shoot it on her. I like to shoot it on her. I like to see.
Because you want
to
see it or because you don't want her to swallow
it? I
want to
see it, and okay. I don't want her to swallow fucking my kids.
Wow.
You're looking at it that way, though. I mean,
I don't want her to swallow.
What kind of connection do you have with your semen?
It's little babies.
It's
half of a baby.
No, it's not. It is half of a baby.
You're 41. Wow. It's your kids.
It's my kids, my children. Right now, it's just party juice. That's all it is for me.
Right there.
Just my party juice.
It's actually, you know, my son and my daughter and my wife's. I don't want her drinking my fucking future fucking children. And then because if she drinks them, it has to shit them out at one point.
That is gross.
Yeah, just see a black and white shit. Looks like an Oreo.
Why
is jizz doesn't jizz fucking the jizz doesn't?
Why is her stool so dark? That's a sign of blood.
It's a sign of blue.
I'm not saying it has to be as dark.
It's either high fiber or okay.
I'm not. It's not. Yeah, she has black tar hair and peep. Hmm? That's interesting, though. I mean,
Kelly, what about you? Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Let's turn it.
Hey, if you're going to be on the show, you're going to be on the fucking show.
Yeah, I'll fucking. What have I not shared with you so far?
Oh, well, don't fucking.
What do you want to know?
I want to know. Do you do you like it in your mouth? No.
Where's the one no-no place for a guy to come?
This is where all my revelations come out, and you guys, I think you might give me shit about it, but I don't care.
Stop doing that. We can hear that.
I know.
You get nervous. I know, Kelly. We're not putting you on the.
No, it's fine. I've never had a man come in my mouth ever. Because I've always told them, let me know.
I don't know why Dan's looking at you like.
And I've always let me know. So, and then like they'll just come on me.
Kelly, wait a second.
You just take it on the shoulder.
You've never tasted jizz.
Where was one guy where he's like,
"Because we got a cup." We met up before the show.
And Greg Staley, the AD of the NYC to do, jizzed in it.
And we got to get it out of the refrigerator, warm it up.
Don't get it out of the thing.
Let's warm it up to 72.3 degrees because it's not as hot as your body temperature.
No, one time I asked a guy to tell him, like, because I always would
make
say,
an omelet with it. Better eat it.
She's going to enjoy saving all day.
Oh,
get some sliced up scallions and make that.
I
want to
hear.
Pie.
Damn. What's biker Kelly?
Listen to me. Kelly.
Yeah.
Listen
She's
to
just
me.
Doing
I need
the
you to
check
focus.
For your.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
You've never swallowed a guy's load.
No, there was one time, because I always say, let me know. And then when they let me know, it's like, I always kind of just pull my mouth out, and then they come on my tits. But there was one guy I told him, let me know, and then he did it, and he didn't let me know. And I was so fucking mad at him.
What'd you do
I was
with
like,
it?
How fucking dare you?
What did you say to him? All right, I'm him.
I said, I'm him. I said,
ready, stop. We're going to reenact this right now. Just go with me. Ready?
Yes, and?
Okay, ready? All right. Oh, yeah. And then say, let me know.
Can you look at Dan
Shout
when you
out.
Do the sounds?
All right, I'll look at Dan.
Passion. Right, ready? Right. Passion. Do you want me to have passionate Bobby Kelly come in her mouth?
Do it, Dan. Do it, sexy Bob.
No.
Do it, sexy Bob.
No. Yeah.
Come on, just shut up and do
Bob.
It.
Your mouth is like that of a warm blanket.
All right, tell him not. Tell him to tell you.
Okay, so you're going to let me know?
Yes, of course I will.
But I trust this voice.
I will always tell you when I am about to have my utmost passionate orgasm. Oh, I am getting close. But now I am quiet. It seems to me the semen has met the tip of my dick before I can verbally tell you. Oh, good God.
So much. Oh, it's this fucking creepy.
So passionate.
No.
All right, now what do you do?
I
do this fucking
no,
thing.
I don't
want to
look at Dan's dumb face.
All right, look at my face.
No, I said
I don't like that. She's doing what girls do on podcasts.
What?
She's making up her own rules. I don't want to look at his face. Yeah. I look at your face.
You look at my
just
face.
Just fucking do it.
I said, dude, what the fuck? Yeah. And he went, oh, so, sorry.
I'm so sorry. The passion got away from me.
I told
you.
Guys,
he's like, I said something. I said, no, you fucking didn't. You didn't say anything.
I tried to tap your head.
Roberto, you didn't say anything. You fucking just sprung it on me.
I told you. I said, here comes the moment of passion. But I talk in passionate terms. I apologize.
Get the fuck out.
Would you like me? Dude, you don't want me
put
to come again?
Put your hair in a ponytail and get the fuck out of here.
Let me put back on my white linen shirt that I unbuttoned as you were blowing me. Oh,
turn that fan off.
This passion. Can I take my steam machine with me?
Put your fucking boots on.
So Kelly, he fucking. I got to be honest. I've done that.
No, this was more calculated.
Well, I think women know I'm going to come because I go, oh boy! Yeah. I'm just kidding. I don't do that.
Here it comes.
I've actually come in girl. I've done it. I have to say, I've been evil back when I was sexy Bob back in the day. Girls like, let me know, and I'm like, oh god,
miss.
And then I
miss
let a little in, and I'll pop it out.
Because normally I know. I know they tell me, but normally I have a good gauge of what's about to happen.
You have a sixth sense.
Yeah, I have a dick sixth sense.
Oh, I smell cum. I don't know why, but his balls are tightening. This is a tremor.
It's because I'm passionate about
fucking tremor, Peter making this.
Yeah. He's locking up. He's locking up. Here he comes. It's nothing like the first wave out of a dick.
Dan, Dan, oh,
Australia!
Stop That's it. What she sings as she's making him come.
Stop fucking playing with the mic like you're fucking...
She's dogging it like this.
Australia!
Fucking pulling the mic like a dick.
Listen, I like
That's
it.
That's gross.
I like it. It's making me laugh. Well, it's gross. So you think it's gross? Now, look, Kelly, I don't want to step over any bounds.
No,
you know,
it's
okay. I love you, sweetie.
No, I always answer your questions.
I just want you to be as honest as we are on this fucking thing.
Yeah.
So that's the only guy that's ever fucking blown it. Why are you raising your hand?
Because I got to answer. Because I think Kelly is an undercover stone cold freak.
No, I'm not.
I have a feeling that she, you probably have a filthy foreigner mouth.
No.
Oh, man.
This is the one thing there's no lie here. Yeah. I honestly think because when I started blowing guys, I was scared to do it. And then it just never happened. And then I was in a relationship with a guy who was like, we'll do it eventually. And it was 3 years later. And we just never got around to doing it. So now it's like,
it's not vacuuming.
Stop. Yeah. Who is this fucking freak of nature? Have you ever heard of that, Greg?
What a hump.
We'll get to it eventually.
I
heard that.
I was scared of it.
Wait, then
Post-it
3 years
notes.
Later.
More another post-it.
Post-its.
Come in her mouth. Ugh, I got to get to that one.
We have got
honey,
to make time for this.
Honey, I'm looking on the chalkboard and we still haven't fucking... You haven't sucked my dick in 2.5
We did send out... We sent out those thank you cards.
Did you say that it would be bad if he did?
I think I was just scared of it. And then now in my head I've gone, well, the next guy that takes the time with me and gives me that hope and faith that I look for, then he'll get it.
Yeah, girl.
My mouth on that.
No,
put your faith
shit.
In it.
I got,
if he
baby,
puts in, if listen. With effort in, if he puts in a bit of effort in for me, then I'll give it. I will do that. I'm not scared of it anymore.
Look, here's.
But I'm not going to give it to some fucking guy that, you know, he's just going to piss off after, you know.
Yeah. No. I like your angry face.
Yeah, my angry face.
You should give
fun.
Head like that.
Yeah.
Angry
oh,
head.
No.
Right on the edge.
Stop it. Oh, gross.
No.
Yeah. Oh, he's so gross.
So. Well, you don't have anybody you're with right now.
No.
Right. Okay. And then first of all, number two on this fucking, please don't, this doesn't, every savage listening to this, don't fuck.
They are
there's
coming
been a, there's
in
been a couple.
Full and fast.
I've been
oh,
seeing a couple
shit.
Where I'm like, fuck.
Fucking
like,
hell.
You and Dan banging? You guys
yes.
gonna fuck?
Did you see that thing I put on Twitter the other day? Because someone's made up an account, Dan Soda's penis. And it's like, I want to be in you. When is this going to happen? And I'm just right back going, it's never going to happen. I only date black guys.
Creative listeners.
The listeners of this show.
Can I warn you?
Very fucking creative.
Can I warn you? Because of all the ones, all the little Twitter handles that are coming up from Dan, I've made sure that the tag of Twitter at Fat Kelly has been taken.
Smart
Fat
move.
Kelly coming out there.
I really want you that did. Password. I want that password.
For what?
Fat Kelly on Twitter?
Is there a Fat Kelly?
No,
she took
it.
Why didn't she take it?
Because
she wants to own it.
Dan's penis, his hair, Indian Dan.
Well,
is like,
here's the thing. Here's the thing about this.
Why
here's the thing. Here's the thing about all
Fat
these.
Kelly be out there.
It needs to be. But here's the thing about all these Twitter handles is Dan Soder's hair was created.
That's funny.
By two guys that I think I know who it is, but they're funny. It's really well written and it's funny and it's stupid.
Yeah.
Right. The other ones, I'm flattered by them.
Mm. Right.
They're not as the Indian Dan's actually kind of well written.
Did you just yawn?
No, I burped.
About to throw up.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah, you saw my eyes water. Right. Dan Soder's penis, it's like, dude, I really appreciate it. It's a nice guy because he is nice because I called him hacky and he was like, oh, do you want me to shut it down? And I'm like, ah, well, he's sweet.
I know who it is. Wow.
But he's sweet, but it's like not that
But it was just
funny.
It's coming on really strong, like, you going to fuck Dan?
But it's like,
fuck him.
It's like unfunny to the point where you're like, you could be more creative.
Mm. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, you could be a little more creative. But it's funny.
I think it's funny.
So you own Fat Kelly.
Well, I know because
guess who's going to own Fat Kelly 1?
No, it's already taken.
Kelly.
Someone else has already taken it. Somebody, but I can't find like I don't. I think I can get
somebody
it.
Somebody took Fat Kelly.
Yeah, but
you
it's
know,
not.
You know, it'd be really funny if it
I'm
wasn't.
Not a fan. I think it's been gone for ages.
You know, what's really funny. There's a girl in like Indiana who goes like they call her Fat Kelly, and she's just like, I'm going to be Fat Kelly. Uh-huh. She's all sad. At Phil Kelly.
Well, I want to let you know that I talked to Beck, who is our German fan, who's a cartoonist, and I'm going to see if he can do a new cartoon for the website that I will
David
put
Beckham.
Up. No. It's not David Beckham. He's actually fucking very talented.
He's an unbelievable comic book artist.
Yeah.
He's the one who did Gay to Fight.
He didn't do Gay. That was Tim Diamond.
No.
On the t-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so he redid it for the t-shirt.
Well, Tim didn't redo it for the t-shirt. They just took Tim Diamond's drawing.
Oh,
I had a guy redo it just because it was a little bit. So, but yeah, Beck is, we're going to have him redo a design on it. I want to real quick thank, just in the middle of this while we're, because I know they're listening. Mm-hmm. I want to thank the people on PayPal that donated this month. Envato, I don't know who the fuck it is.
Yeah,
Envato
that's right.
Party LTD. Is that a company?
Probably.
Limited.
Hey, Limited? Well, fucking thank you. You guys donated twice. Heather Graves, God bless you. Clayton Person, Tom Harrison, Mark Miskell, Clayton Person,
oh,
Ben
he's
Dacey.
He's great, that guy.
Who?
That guy, he's always on Twitter. And
which one?
Clayton.
Clayton.
He's awesome. Like, he's a really big fan. He's a really
oh, great. Cool thank you, Clayton.
He's a really big fan.
He donated $3,000 to the podcast.
No way.
No, I'm kidding.
I almost was just going to direct message him and go, dude, I don't know. That's a lot of money.
What are you, just, I'll give you my
wait
bank
a minute
account.
Wait a minute.
I'll do any voice.
Envato. Wait a minute. Somebody, actually. Oh,
there's a ghost.
There's a ghost coming in.
Come on in. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get these bags off.
Oh. Anyways. Actually, somebody.
Hi,
I don't
Dawn
know what the fuck that is. Maybe, you know what? Envato PTY, those are taken out. I don't know what that is. That's an. Fuck them. They're not
well,
good.
Hey.
They actually took. Hey. Well, no, we. They took money out of the account for something. It was mostly something I paid for.
Oh, okay.
For the podcast. So anyways, Mark Turcocoto, Vidal Espino, you guys are great. Thank you for donating. The donate button is on riotcast.com on the Robert Kelly, you know what, dude, page. You can hit donate. All the money goes to the podcast. We're actually using a lot of these funds to set up the new secret that we have.
Yeah.
We're setting up a secret.
Super excited.
Super secret. We got shit going
this
on.
This shit goes down. It's going to be fucking awesome.
There's something. You got an award last night, no?
Yeah, yeah, man.
Bobby Kelly is a comedy award winner.
Comedy Awards 2012.
I won Best Comedy App for 2012.
You did?
Yeah.
Voted by the fans.
Yeah.
The wow. Millions.
And then it doesn't work.
I know. I miss him.
I miss Joe.
Me too.
But and millions. God damn it.
why you looked at me?
No.
You want me to do the voice? I'll try.
No, I'll try. Ready? The millions.
Fuck that, dude. You should have never even attempted that one. You really botched that.
Anyway. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Don't bang the table.
Sorry.
Anyways.
Stop shooting me.
I won the award, man. It was great because it's voted by the fans. I have a fucking great comedy app. I don't give a shit. I set out to make an app around 2 years ago.
You're one of the first to do it.
I was one of the first ones to actually... I said that, you know, fuck websites. You're going to need an app in the future. You're going to need... I think it's more the case now. The better these phones get, the more powerful and faster the internet gets on these phones.
Powerful, faster.
The more you're going to need an app. And I have a great... And if you look at it, I'm the only stand-up comedy app. Yeah. Marin's one that was in it. It's for his podcast. Okay. That's not... It's not a stand-up comedy app. The other ones were podcast stuff, too.
Yeah.
Does mine have all the stuff that yours has?
No. Mine is a stand-up comedy. I'm a comic, and here's my app. It's like a mini website for me. It has my podcast. It has my dates, but it has my head on Google Map. Instead of the pins, wherever I'm going to be is my head. And you can touch the head and buy a ticket, call the club, put it in your dates. It's a fucking badass app. And the guy, Daryl, who actually, my designer, who's been through hell with me, actually, he left the company that he started with because they really didn't want to work on this anymore. They didn't want anything to do with it. I'm actually happy for him. Daryl, his company's called staysquared.com, and he stepped up, fan of O&A, wanted to do my app. I told him what I wanted. Him and Kurt Iverson, who's my web guy, he designed it, and Daryl programmed it, and And they put together exactly what I wanted it. I wanted it to do functionality wise and design wise, and it won an award. That's fucking great. So I really and it's free. So if you have an iPhone, and we're gonna working on the Android now, and you'll be able to get this podcast is on there. Just it streams, so you don't have to fucking download it every week. It automatically goes to the app. My dates are up there. My CD's up there. It has a soundboard, me singing some shit. it's cool. So I'm glad. Thanks for voting on that. It's fucking awesome. I'm glad I won. I won my first award. You know I deserve it, 'cause that's when I go to the top and rock and roll. Rock and roll with the app of the future. You like that song?
Oh yeah,
loved it.
Woo. So, anyways, we talked about let's go back and learn what we've learned on the That's the segment. I'm gonna create segments on the show. What this one is called? Learn what we learned.
Mm-hmm.
Learn what we learned. I want you guys to play at home. I want you to write down what you've learned on this podcast. I've learned that Greg wants a simple girl. His best days of fucking is over. And he's just going to get a little drunk and maybe stick it in you, pump, and not eat your asshole.
Nope.
That's about it. He just wants to stay healthy and live life and keep his liver protected.
Good for him, man.
It's Greg Staley, a.k.a. Hedy, a.k.a. assistant director, a.k.a. Roger that. We got a bogey. You know what that means. and then we've learned that Kelly Festuca doesn't like the taste of jizz.
No.
She doesn't like the taste of jizz, don't want it in her mouth, and doesn't like when somebody pantomimes with a microphone that it's a cock.
Then I'm never going to act.
Barely hear the sound of him.
Yes, and this is the most radio hole ever
that's
be.
So loud, dude! Stop.
It's the most. I'll never be this much of a radio hole, but that makes me want to yell at him.
Really? Why does that bug
you?
Because
it just annoys me. It's like he's like a fucking like a little brother. Like, look at this, look at this. I'm like, stop it.
Can you do it with the microphone that's
he's
not on?
So smiling happily.
No, he knows he's pissing me off. Stop
jerking off both microphones, you homo.
Fucking hell. Jesus, it's going skiing.
So funny. Bailey J sends me a photo of her. You know Bailey J, everybody knows who she is.
I remember.
Yeah, very sexy female, right? She sends me a silhouette photo of her naked, and you can see her fucking the tip of her mule in her ball sack in the silhouette. I write back,
the tip of her mule.
Yeah, you can see the ball, the tip, the fucking helmet and the
just
ball
the
sack
tip.
And I write back to her. I go, wow, that's really hot and sexy. She writes to me. She goes, I was a fucking joke. I thought you'd laugh. So she caught me just being a total flamer.
Your text messages, though, should come with a warning. Because
why?
I get them from you, and I'm like on set. Sometimes it's, hey, buddy. And then sometimes it's a transvestite.
Yeah, I know.
And I never know. I always look, because sometimes it's just, hey, man, what are you doing? And other times it's some blonde with a dong.
Yeah.
Blonde with a dong.
Yeah, I send him some fuck up text messages.
It'll just say, I got a couple months ago. It was in the morning, and it just said, will the next text be good or bad? I'm going to send you a picture. I'm giving you a guess. Will it be good or bad? I'm an optimistic dude. So I said it'll be good, and it was just a picture of a nipple.
Yeah, my nipple. But my nipple's disgusting.
Hot.
My nipple
as bad
like
as my belly button?
Your belly button, dude? I'll show you. Let me see.
Oh, boy.
You two judge. You ready?
Oh, God.
We'll go to my nipple first.
So, Bob first.
Okay. What's wrong with your nipple?
That's not a bad nipple.
A
little puffy.
It's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think's bad about it?
Now, let's look at this belly button.
Oh, boy.
Ugh. Ugh.
It looks pretty normal.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah!
It looks like a knife wound that like healed on its own.
Oh, looks like someone had to burn it shut.
Yeah. Oh, you have you have just a fucking gang wound.
So you win.
Yeah,
Bob.
I win. I have a better nipple. But my nipple's kind of gross. It looks like something that belongs on the bottom of a pig. And there comes the jokes. It is. I get it. All right, fuck all of this. What are you laughing at? You used to be fat. Now you're good looking. I'll be back.
How long ago was that?
About a year ago. Yeah, but I sent out some SOSs on the weekend. Thanks. I look at on the weekend, I sent out SOSs going, I'm about to do something really bad. Somebody talk me out of it.
I had a
and you would know, you would help. You're like, yeah, I just ordered some food. You're on your own, fatty. Oh, that? That's what you're right.
I think I did say that.
It was funny though.
I just ordered $40 worth of fucking Korean barbecue. And she's reaching out. Fatty. I'm like, go fuck yourself. I'm dying over here.
I have such a great voicemail from you. That I have saved. That I have saved.
Do you have it right now? Let's play it.
I'd have to go through all my saved voicemails.
Okay. Well, you got an iPhone?
Kind of phone
no,
got?
I don't have an iPhone.
What fucking do you
have?
Droid. Piece of shit.
We'll go start. Go start through that. It, and we can plug it in. All right, let's listen to it. Let me see the plug here.
It is awesome. I listened to it this morning, and it really made me laugh.
It's bad. Is it bad?
It's just you and food.
Oh, no. All right,
you're like, fuck. You like pizza? Pizza or cereal?
Dude, let me see.
What do I do?
Do I want pizza?
What
do
I
well, here's cereal's not bad for you. What kind of
I want to thank right now, Yowza. That's Y O W Z A Fitness. If you're a fat fuck like me, and I'm just, I'm going to start. They're going to actually be a sponsor of the show the next 4 weeks, starting today.
Oh, great.
They really hooked me up. I got a treadmill from them. It's a folding treadmill, but the thing is, I do. We're gonna do tech talk on this today, right at the end. But the Yowza Fitness is fucking great. So we're gonna do tech talk in a few minutes. We're gonna get to this. Yeah, we're gonna wrap this up in a second. We're gonna get to this phone message. But I know where you're at, Kelly. I'm a fat fuck too. I'm done though. I'm fucking. It's gonna. I went last night to get healthy. Desserts, Weight yeah. Watcher desserts with Norton. He took me over there and was like, dude, I get these. He showed me like five of them. I grabbed all of them. He's like, stop. Stop it. What do you think? They're not selling them again?
Yeah.
Just get one or two and we're leaving.
What are the desserts like?
They're great. They're little like ice cream bars and raspberry bars. But it's good because late night or after dinner, you want that fucking snack. What's that? You got it?
Yeah.
Pause it and let me see.
I can't pause it. Here, hold on.
All right, just play it again. Plug it in here. Plug that into your headphones.
Ready?
Yep. Tell me when.
More options. Press zero.
All right, here it
okay,
is.
Go ahead.
Daddy boy.
Let me say this one later. We got cereal. All cereal. It seems just like milk. Milk. We got milk. To the egg sandwich. Let's see. Let's go pizza.
Let's go pizza.
It's cereal for lunch. Fuck it up a little bit. Make it different.
Fuck it, is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you leave good
messages. I am a fat fuck. I'm a fat fuck. But here's the deal. I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done. That's I'm getting it. This fucking treadmill in. After this show today, I'm going down to Planet Fitness in New York City, 24 hours a day, $20 a month.
Ah.
Wow.
Or you can do $10 a month. Just go to that location. $20 a month. You can go to any of their locations, and you can fucking you can bring a guest anytime you want. And
that's where I live, bro. I'm all Planet Fitness. His body's built by Planet Fitness.
Do you go to Planet Fitness?
I do in Queens.
Really?
I do the $10 a month, only one location.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You should do the 20. You're making the money with the Guinness. Oh, that just got canceled.
It didn't get canceled yet.
Canceled.
I really hope they renew me.
The canceled.
And then I'll just get
in my shower. Dan's on his way down. Down. Down.
Gonna be
down.
Waiting tables again.
No, you're not, Dan.
Dude, don't say
fuck
that.
Fuck that. Don't you fucking.
You want me. That's where you want me.
No. You wash your mouth out.
You want me there.
Okay?
You don't care about me!
Fuck that, Dan. You're never doing that again. I'm not going to let that happen. Listen to me, Dan. Never going to let you. You never waiting tables again,
I'm
buddy. Never going to happen.
I'm gonna work at Applebee's.
No. She's going to do that by
I don't know.
She's going to keep waiting tables
yeah,
for
I'll
you.
Fucking support. I would rather. I believe in him more than I believe in myself.
No,
I'm
no,
sure
no,
that he would never do that. Fuck that.
It's an Applebee's.
Is my mic on? There's Applebee's.
I turned you down a little bit because you were screaming.
Hooters and Applebee's.
You're
about.
Joe DeRosa laughing the fucking monitor.
That's my
that? When was the last time you had a day job?
I've been doing this since 05. I went to NYU to study film, and then the day I finished classes, I went up to work on a set for one of my teachers, and that was it.
What are you doing right now?
I start, I'm prepping this Tina Fey, Paul Rudd movie Ooh. Called Admission that Focus Features is doing. We are scouting locations tomorrow and Wednesday, camera test on Thursday. We start shooting principal photography a week from Wednesday.
Did you tell them about me?
Of course.
Do you miss me on set?
I do, of course. I mean, I'm not shooting. I just did a pilot for ABC that's called Dark Horse that Roland Emmerich directed.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be one of ABC's new shows. Very cool. It's like a 12 Monkeys political thriller fun show. That was a very big step in the direction from 2-2. And then this is a comedy. So I try to mix it up as much as I can control it and do it. Right. Drama, comedy.
You get paid a lot of money to do this?
Yeah, once you join the Directors Guild, it's exponentially better. I mean, most people start as a production assistant. That's like dirt, and that's rough.
You're in the Directors Guild?
Yeah.
So you're a director?
It's different categories. I'm an assistant director.
So if I needed, you could be an assistant director on a show for me?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, sure.
Would you love me?
Yeah, I mean, I try to do stuff with friends anyway.
Would
so
you take care of me?
Of course, man.
Would you watch my back?
No 5 a.m. hair makeup for you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all for me. That's all for me and my guest role on your show.
Do you want to be on my show?
Yeah.
What do you want to be?
A badass.
Really? Show me what you got. Right now. Improv a scene with Greg right now. Improv it. Go.
What's the scene?
I'll tell you the scene. All right, you come in. This is your girl. She's all strung out. You know what I'm saying? Hang on. Stop. She's listen. You're not listening. Acting is listening. Acting is fucking listening.
See me listening?
Okay, here's the deal. She's your girl. She's strung out on fucking meth. She's just sitting there. She's not saying anything. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're not even breathing.
It's like
heavy. You come in. He's the guy who got her hooked on meth. You're not in love with her anymore, but you love her as a human. You don't care. You're trying to protect her. You walk in. You're the badass rogue cop that's fucking trying to protect her. And you come in, and here's the fucking guy that got her hooked on meth and took her away from you. And action.
You the piece of shit that did this? Like I was... When they're laughing, I can't stay in character.
You're an asshole. All right, cut.
Can we get her to stop laughing?
Stop laughing. I'm going to turn on my mic. I just swallowed the bug. I think I just swallowed the bug. Okay, here we go. Kelly's mic is off. Here we go. Ready? Dude, sometimes she's on meth, dude. She's going nuts. She's in the corner just laughing.
Give me that money. Give me that money, girl.
Greg's on it. She's on meth, dude.
Give me that money.
She's on
girl.
Laughing gap. It's not meth, it's laughing gap.
Why are you giving her laughing gap?
There we go. Ready?
Are you a dentist?
He's a fucking creepy dentist. Ready? Action. Go.
This is changing too much.
Just go. Action.
Stop.
Give me that money, girl. I got bicuspids.
You
to
son
out.
Of a bitch! You put her on laughing gas.
First one's free.
Yeah. Well, the next one's gonna be you in the grave.
Don't look at me, fuckhead. Act.
I thought we were doing radio acting.
No, we're
like the
acting.
Shadow.
So you come in the door.
Yeah, I'll do the sound.
Let me just put my horse over here.
I'm doing the sound. I'm the Foley guy. Ready?
Yep.
I'll get your door, girl.
You the son of a bitch that's put her on this laughing gas?
Bro, it's on you, man. I'm just here for my money.
Nothing's on me. I'm here to solve everything. Who are
looking
you?
Looking at me, fuckhead.
It's
look
radio. I can look wherever I want
you to.
I
want you to look at him. I'm the director.
Fine.
Go.
$10. I just want the $10 and I'm out of here.
$10? What kind of cheap asshole are you?
Dime bags, yo. That's all I got.
That makes no sense. This shotgun's going to go right up your asshole. I don't know why my horse is walking in the room. This is kind of embarrassing.
Give me
it's another bullet, but I just let a shell spent, so now I'm actually a bullet down.
Give me the horse. We'll call it even.
Ooh.
Click, 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 click.
Deal.
What does your girl got to say for it?
Nothing. She keeps laughing like a goddamn hyena.
Stop fighting, guys.
Yeah, that was a good scene. I think in our radio drama.
Yes, I think you guys actually did
I can do
well.
Bedded wife well. Jersey batted wife. Well, you piece of shit, get off the couch.
All right, I swallowed a bug. So listen, this, I think a bug.
What happened to you?
I'm coughing. I apologize. So listen, man, that's about it. We're gonna wrap this up. Yeah, Greg, thank you so much.
Thanks, man. It's fun.
Staley, you're the best. You fucking NYC 22. Watch that goddamn show.
Sunday nights at 10. We'll take all the help we can get.
All the help we can get. And then
good cast.
We want to go back. We want to shoot another season where I'm a little more.
We do, yeah. I think,
you think they should use me more?
George Moore is your character. Definitely could use more of it. Obviously, whatever keeps productions in New York is a good thing, too, because, you know, hubbub of the world, and, you know, we don't want to lose jobs to Los Angeles and other cities that are getting tax
Vancouver.
Breaks.
Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Cleveland.
I did a show that we did the pilot here. It's on USA called Suits. They moved up
Love
to,
it.
It's a great show. We did Love the pilot it. Here. When they went up to Canada, I was talking to the producer. I said, why don't you want to shoot in New York? I mean, let's keep it here, just like in the pilot. $70,000 a day more to shoot in New York than Canada. Mm. So it's financially, obviously, more expensive, but you really can't beat the production value of New York. And,
no.
you know, all that stuff that we were talking about with random people on the street, I mean, you can't recreate that. So sometimes if that's in the background, the people aren't disturbing your scene or your shot, you let it go because it looks great, man. It's the greatest city on the planet.
Yeah.
There's a really great story about...
Sorry, go ahead, Kelly.
Oh, there's a really great story about when they were doing Awakenings with Robert De Niro, and he was ready to, like, Penny Marshall was ready to go action, and just as they were about to go action, he was going to go into that kind of shaky, you know, Leonard character that he was. A hobo from the corner just yells out, "Hey, Bobby, you like that black pussy, don't you?" Like, in front of everybody. It's just such a great story.
Oh,
like, and action. "Hey, Bobby." I think it's really funny.
He was one of the executive producers on our
That's
show.
That's why I mentioned it.
It's great. Yeah, it was very cool. He wasn't, you know, he was, he just had a kid. So he
oh,
was,
what?
Bit, yeah.
It's like 70.
Just had a daughter. Yeah. Charlie Chaplin was having kids in his 80s, man. So
Ooh,
trying to have a kid.
Yeah, yay.
You got a while, man. If Chaplin did it when he was 80.
That's what.
You're fine.
It's a lot easier. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah, I don't want my wife's... I don't want her to be 48 and have her vagina split open because a kid comes out of it.
I don't want that either.
Yeah.
No one wants that.
Sorry. I fucking really said the wrong... Is she behind me?
Yeah.
Shooting daggers right in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Greg Staley on Twitter.
Dude, fucking Greg Staley on Twitter. And what's your Instagram? Because we're Instagram
Same thing,
buddies.
Man. Greg Staley. GREGSTALEY.
One of my favorite people in the world in the business. On the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not just lens meat to this motherfucker. I'm a person. And I love you, man.
Love you.
No, I love you, man.
I'll look right back at you. I love you.
I love you.
Do the LL Cool J, Dan.
I think I meant to hurt you.
I didn't mean to. Make sure you check out Kelly Festuca, at Kelly Festuca.
Yeah.
On Twitter, and she has a website.
Yeah, I do, kellyfestuca.com.
Right. Dan does it.
I made it myself on Tumblr. Dan, make it on Tumblr and reroute the.
Make it on Tumblr.
I'm trying to help him. I was trying to help
him. Fuck that shit. I'm straight indie. No, I'm just a lazy piece of shit.
Make sure you go to her website. Check her out. If she's around locally, make sure you check. You know, we're going to do your comedy next week. That's it. Whatever I'm going to let you pick the clip, and we're going to listen to your comedy because I want to hear it.
Inside
Look, Kelly, I need to know if you're funny. What if I want to bring you on the road? I don't even know if I can have you open for me.
It's kind of point.
I know.
I didn't hear what you said.
Bing-ong. That sounds like fucking Cambodian.
King Pong.
I fucking love you, Dan.
Ping-pong.
I fucking love Dan Soda.
Ping-pong.
I really hope your career fails so you stay here.
Stop it.
I'm kidding.
Robert, stop it. I need to fall in love and have little monster voices.
You're just trying to get pussy on the podcast.
I'm not trying to get pussy. I like a girl very much.
Well, do I know her?
No, you don't know her.
Then I don't believe it.
I will.
Introduce.
She is visiting New York in June.
Where is she from? Denver?
What? And what if she was, Bobby?
Oh, I fucking don't
She actually is from Southern California.
Is she in the business?
Nope.
Good. What does she do?
She works at a foreign language studio center at a college.
She's Chinese?
Listen to this?
No, she's white. Oh. She does listen to this.
I'm giving her a little shout out now.
Yeah.
Tell her. Did you meet her from this? Did you meet her from this?
Oh, dude! You motherfucker! You straight up you up! You know what, dude?
Stand up.
Well, I mean, not Dick indirectly.
Love
indirect.
Oh, match
Jesus, Daniel indirectly. Carried a nice red there. Nice.
Indirectly. Indirectly.
I'm glad that we could fucking
She's a very nice girl.
Connection. That's good, man. Good for you. I want to meet her. I want to see her. I want to. What's her Twitter handle?
I'm not going to let you know
I
that.
Know, of course.
She's the fucking animals that'll hound her.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, go to at Dan Soder on Twitter. Make sure you check out. Follow us. If you're following anybody on this fucking show, follow at YKWD podcast on Twitter.
And like the Facebook page because there's heaps of photos and videos that are coming up now. It's going to be good.
Yeah, we're going to start taking photos every podcast so you can see what Greg Staley looks like.
Gorgeous man.
Yeah,
I know why Kelly's in love with him.
Yeah, I know why she was twirling
it. Dan.
Yeah, he looks like a guy who should discover something.
You know what it is? When I walked in, I was like, what band is he in?
Yeah, he looks like a guy that should be in the field protecting like seals on whale wars.
Totally. He would have his hat back. He would just be wiping oil off like a bird, and he'd be going, see what happened with Exxon Spill. Yeah.
He's the guy.
And Kelly would be like, hey, we gotta get back there. I got my bloody asshole.
Yeah, he looks like the helicopter pilot on the Sea Shepherd.
He does.
Paul Watson's mate. Make sure you Robert Kelly, at Robert Kelly, you know that. Robert Kelly Live, go get my app.
Wait, excuse me. Yeah. I hate to interrupt. Award-winning app.
Award-winning app. That's why you're you, Dan.
And that's why I will never fail, Bobby. I'm just kidding. I'll be waiting tables again in 7 months.
No, you're not.
Our special today is a pollo and royo. It's a breaded cutlet filled with.
Never going to let that happen.
We're out of here. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening. Spread the word. Make sure, if you listen to this fucking show, it's free, but it ain't for free. Here's what you have to do. Go and subscribe to it and review it and tell people about it. Okay? We want people to listen to this. We want it to become more popular than it is. So yeah, it's free, but it's not free. Nothing in life is free.
Never.
Okay? If you're a fan of the show, keep listening and enjoy it. But fucking make sure you spread the word. You know what, dude? Podcast. Next week we have some fucking special guests, maybe.
Mm.
Very special guests. And we have
You know what?
Filming my face, don't stop. Filming my face, don't stop.